If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the right stuff.biz.
Of course, I hit the record button and now I have a voicemail from Mike. We don't know where Mike is.
Just play it on the show.
What if he said. All right. He's not going to be available for Striking Mike either tomorrow. So.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I asked him, like, you can be able to do a show of money? Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, crazy. Anyway. Oh, well. Do we have to do a show?
I don't know.
Get really mad we don't do shows, but when they do a show without Mike, they just complain. So it's kind of like...
I think we should just come up with rumors about Mike.
Oh, all right. Can't think of any good. I can't think of any that haven't already been done.
It is Pride. It is Pride Month.
Oh, you know what? I think there was like I know there was. I thought I got a message from the investment bank. I think that Pfizer has like a shareholders annual meeting going on and a vote. Maybe he's at that.
Oh shit!
Probably Moderna too. I mean, that's where I would be.
I actually heard they're coming up with another vaccine.
Oh, I'm going to fucking clean up. I can't wait.
Yeah. It's not Pfizer, though. This is like supposed to be more of a traditional vaccine for people who are sensitive
to mRNA. It's not Pfizer? Who's making it?
Novavax, I think, which is... I thought Novavax is the one that's in trouble for like blood clots.
Well, Pfizer's the one that I get paid on when they do well. I love Pfizer.
See if I can find it.
Pfizer pays a really good dividend. Like if you like, you should own that stock. Thank you to my grandma once again. I've seen that's one of the things like
Novavax. That's what I was trying to think of. Novavax.
Currently, if you want to talk about rumors, I only know rumors about me, not Mike. Like I'm profiteering off Pfizer and the grain industry in Pennsylvania. So, and this is one of those things.
Grain industry hasn't burned down. It still exists.
What's that?
The grain industry hasn't burned to the ground.
Well, the grain industry is what creates seed oils. And the only reason that I would ever say that you talking about seed oils is stupid is because I'm in the tank for them. And this is often said by the same people who will say that, that we promote communism and socialism. It's like, well, what are you doing right now? Who are you? If you don't like communism and socialism, what, you only don't like capitalism when I'm making money off of it? You should have Pfizer stock too. If you really think capitalism is great, that capitalism is not Jewish, that it's not predatory, that it doesn't hurt people, you should own Pfizer stock and get paid like I do. They pay quarterly fucking dividends.
Wait a minute.
And the last 2 years have been fantastic.
What's the problem with communism and socialism?
Oh, I'm not. I don't know. I don't promote those things.
Time I checked, I saw this story the other day, and it made me mad. John Deere is relocating with their factories to Mexico, and I'm like, well, what's the problem with socialism at this point? What are you getting out of capitalism? You get companies outsourcing all
their
jobs.
That's exactly my point. The same thing is like, why are you yelling at me? I'm just doing a capitalism by owning by profiting off of Pfizer and profiting off the fact that like most people don't care and they just get vaccines. And that your like talking points don't penetrate their brains because they don't care. It's like I don't care about seed oils.
Yeah, because like
who hates capitalism now?
What 70-80% of the population got vaccinated? It was really interesting to me. I knew right wingers and conservatives that got vaccinated, and then I also knew old school libtards that did not. Uh oh, he's disappeared.
I was just turning up the speakers because I couldn't hear you very well.
Oh, you're using the monitor technology.
Yeah, I'm not using my in-ears.
Very nice.
I'd just be like this. That way everything is like...
Oh!
Now everything's really loud. Well, it just seemed to me like there's people that I knew that were not like plugged into any kind of politics. They just didn't give a shit. They were just like, no big deal. It's just a shot and I'll go back to work. Like a lot of people just didn't see it as this thing where like you had to fight with all of your might to not get the shot, which is funny because it actually didn't take much fighting. I never got one. My kids never got one. You just don't get it. You didn't have to get it. That was what the real mind fuck was.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a conversation recently with a libtard who was talking about she did all this soul searching and decided that it wasn't right for her. It didn't feel right for her to get this vaccine.
Hmm. Well, good for her.
I ran into like an old school. This is an older libtard that didn't get the correct updates on the firmware. Like she's stuck, I think, in probably like 2002 or something. Like really, really old firmware. And so she was one of these libtards that's still skeptical of the pharmaceutical industry. There's not many of those left.
Does she really like Muslims a lot?
Probably. Yeah, I guess that'd be the ultimate test.
Yeah. 2002 libtard. What do you believe then? Yeah, you still believe. I don't know. Maybe like a 2002 libtard would be like skeptical of Amazon putting bookstores out of business, right? Would that be a thing?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That'd be a thing. What else would happen?
Walmart, stuff like that.
Oh, they used to hate Walmart. Yeah, they used to be really mad about Walmart. Cheap Chinese crap. Cheap plastic crap from China. And then, like, along came Donald Trump. We got to stop taking this cheap plastic crap from China. And the same libtard is like, how dare you? How dare you insult our glorious imported cheap plastic product? We need that. It is vital. People need to be able to get a job at Walmart that doesn't quite pay their bills, but still allows them to qualify for public assistance checks.
Honestly, I think what happened is Walmart just won. They won, and it's like, what do you do now? Like, there's no alternative. It's just Walmart and Target.
Yeah, it's like
which is like the upscale Walmart.
Yeah, the one with like that has the more trans inclusion. Does Walmart have a lot of trans inclusion stuff, or are they trying to keep it low key still? I don't know. I know Target.
I thought they pulled a product, right? Didn't they pull some kind of ice cream or something?
Walmart did. I don't know. I just know
they had to pull something.
I know every chance Target gets, they're trying to do like the gender non-conforming toy aisles. Like there's no more pink and blue like boys and girls toys. It's pretty gay.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay, I found it. What they had to pull back at Walmart was the Juneteenth ice cream. They were going to do Juneteenth ice cream. And apparently this was like, it was cringe. And the cringe police showed up and told them they couldn't do it.
I'm just going to assume that the Juneteenth ice cream... The true meme is that it's gone because it was stolen. The stolen ice cream is the...
It just doesn't show up because it's on Father's Day.
It doesn't show up because it's Father's Day and it's because it's for black people. It's like, it tastes like missing personal property.
It tastes like a missing civilization, missing society.
Going deep.
So, yeah, they had to pull that product. Target is definitely the one that pushes the trans stuff the hardest, though.
Yeah.
But between those two, and here's the other thing. Like, in most rural places, it's just Walmart. There is no other option. Yeah. There is no Target. Even if you wanted to go to the fag store, it doesn't even exist.
You go to Dollar General.
Well, what are you going to buy there? There's kind of a limited selection.
That's true. It's a smaller place, and nothing in there is a dollar. I've been in there.
Right. Right, the Dollar General is just there for like the short errands while you're doing stuff around your little burned out, non-existent hometown.
Yeah.
You stop there and grab something.
Many such cases. I don't know what else is going on. So Mike went to Fargo.
Because there were two videos, right? I saw the first one.
I've only seen the preview. They have footage, the Justice for Jupiter protest in Fargo Robert Paulson was her father, and Peter Teff, the activist out there, and our guys went out there. Mike with the bullhorn there, always good stuff. And there's a preview video out there, but we're waiting for, I guess they're going to have a longer form piece is going to come out as well. I don't know when that is.
I haven't seen the preview.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Well,
we could play it.
If I could find it on my Twitter, I know people were posting it on Twitter. It's just a matter of
Saw the other clip. That was the first thing I saw, and I immediately knew what was going on.
What am I looking at here? All right, there's some video of some Pride Parade shit. I guess we can't play that. There's like a... I guess is it a dude in drag or is it just the lady? I don't know.
Is this the one where she's flashing?
In a big giant like
yes,
prosthetic schlong, cock slips out and stuff it sprays everywhere. Stuff. Yeah, no. Yeah. That's awesome. That works. It works really well. Of course,
that's not even new. That's been around.
Yeah, I imagine that's old, but it's like, why not? All right, here's the Justice for Jupiter preview video. Got it right here. And I know that what's going to happen next is I'm going to flip to the scene that Ingest brought. Yeah, and it's not there. It's not there. I don't know what this update of Obvious does, but it's always my preset scenes are always broken. So here, let's play this and see what we got. Hopefully there's sound and everything.
Justice for Jupiter! Justice for Jupiter! Justice for Jupiter!
We're here outside the Cass County Courthouse to demand justice for the brutal torturing and murder of Daisy Paulson.
They refuse to do anything about it. They're denying us our ability to be victims. They're denying us our very humanity. Why are white people getting murdered with impunity? Why is the system going out of its way to give the insanity of offense to racial murderers?
Life is awake!
Boom.
Wow.
Very nice.
That was professionally edited.
Very well.
Oh, and
now it's going to loop because it's Twitter. Yeah, that was Twitter. One that went on through. That was really good. Looked great.
Those production values are suspiciously high.
Oh, don't start. Don't start with the Fed. You know, it's all the Pfizer dividends. It's all the gains in the Moderna stock price. You know, that's what affords you good video quality is when you have all these when you're in big pharma and you're making sure that the American working man is all vaxxed up and drugged up so that he can't actually think for himself anymore. That's when you make the big bucks so you can put together a video about a poor little girl who is how many times was she said this guy attacked her for like
was it 14 times? I can't remember.
As I recall, it was over the course of several minutes. Like, it was just pure torture. Just agony. And, oh, geez.
Stabbing at the fucking strip mall.
Yeah. That's America. And so he's been found not competent to stand trial. Which is like, well, yeah, it's a nigger. I've already made this point. It's like, of course he's not. Like, what's competent about it? See, now I'm really mad Mike's not here because I had something that would
stab 25 times.
I had something that would like relate to this kind of thing as far as like the legal system goes, criminal justice system, and he's not here for me to. I was going to make him mad.
So this happened. It looks like mad. Outside of a strip mall.
You don't get mad.
Like in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Because they had video, surveillance footage. This lunatic, went into a Walmart.
Yeah, to get more clothes. Yeah, I think he stole the clothes. I think they kind of gloss over that. Like he went into Walmart and put on clothes and like ran back out to hide himself because he's incompetent to stand trial. See, so he made all these, I guess premeditated is not the right, but he had like self awareness. Like, oh, I just committed a murder. I should change my clothes and try to disappear before I'm apprehended. I gotta change my appearance so I don't match any description that might be going out after me. Yeah, it's just.
See, in a sane society, if your defense is, well, I have multiple personality disorder and I was flying on meth, then you would just be executed on the spot. They'd be like, okay, well, you're a rabid dog, and this is what we do with rabid dogs. How is this even a defense?
Well, there's just one. It's just kill Whitey.
He suffers from multiple personality disorder and had not slept since using meth on the afternoon before stab.
Well, this all started. I remember reading Robert Bork's book. I don't think I still have it. I've always mentioned that. You know, he had a chapter on the 60s with the advent of your Miranda rights and whatnot. So, like, the rights for the accused, like, it started way back then with, like, rights of the accused so that you could start throwing out confessions and red-handed, you know, niggers that you caught red-handed, you start throwing those judgments out and have to get into a more skewed, like, playing field to try to convict these people with crimes. And now it's fast forward to 2022. It's just evolved. It's like, well, they just don't have to stand trial for these crimes anymore. You just let them go. That's where we're at. It's like, it's going to be it's South Africa tier shit. It's like, soon it's just going to be like, what crime? What are you talking about? As you like, get your head chopped in the street.
Cut the tall trees.
So they do this protest asking about racial justice, because obviously this is some sort of racially motivated attack.
Yeah.
And apparently at the end of their protest, there were counter protesters.
Yeah, it's just like some fat, gay, Antifa people, some trannies. They show up.
What is the message you're sending if you're a counter protester? What am I supposed to take away from that? Are you for 14-year-old white girls being stabbed to death? Is that something you support?
They basically are, and it's sort of like there are so many like mask off aspects of society today. That's just one of them. It's like, yeah, that doesn't. No, anybody who's bothered by that, like, they just have no power to be heard by anyone that, like, hey, this bothers me, do something about it. The powers of you are just like, no, we're not going to do anything about that. It's like, yeah, this country's filled with people that want you dead, and you're still in denial about it. So go vote GOP, and you'll get yourself out of this somehow, won't you? Have fun.
Is the GOP going to put these people into a gulag?
Of course not. Of course not. No, you're just supposed to vote for them. They don't want you doing anything more productive than that. Would be, you'd get in trouble.
But wouldn't you think, though, that even if you're one of these rabid lefties, wouldn't you think that this would be a good time to just sit this shit out? Just sit it out.
Well, most of them do, dude. I mean, that was like a handful of real like sickos, like people with sense, people with a sense of people feel like they don't need to cover that. They don't need to be out there talking about that. Like, this is just going to be another dead white person, and it's just going to go away because. It's like, yeah, like the nigger's going to get away with it. And so we don't need to make a spectacle out of all these little small victories of ours, is what the left would do. It's just the rabid ones where they, I mean, the best you can hope for is they make a big enough stink that they can't ignore it. It's like that guy, there was a guy going around on Twitter trying to make a thing about it. But then when I clicked through his profile, he had one follower. I was like, what are you doing? You have one follower. The only people responding to you are like, white nationalists. Like, you can't even like what are you even doing? Like, where's an account that actually has a following that can try to stir people up and like alert the community that these Nazis are here having a protest? It's like, well, you actually just can't. It's pretty funny. And if you did manage to make a spectacle out of it, everyone's just gonna come down on the other side. No one likes Antifa, and no one likes dead 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, right. I mean, what's so striking about this? Like, your little gay counter protest has done more against your side than anything you could have chosen to do. Like, these are the worst optics imaginable.
Yeah, because it's just the discussion is pretty simple. Because what I saw someone say was like, "Well, you just want him. You only want him punished because he's black." And the simple rebuttal is like, "Well, is he not to be punished because he's black? Because that's what it seems like. I don't know any reason why anybody else would be let go of a crime like this. I don't know of any white males being let go on crimes like this. I don't know of anybody demanding that a white male be let go on a crime like this. I see black males getting let off the hook for a lot of, like, there was the guy who was that nigger who was punching the old man in the nursing home. Like, he got let off as well. He got a similar situation. Like, this is what's going on. And that's, and it's like, what's the discussion? Like, you want to try to frame it as you just want these people punished because they're black. It's like, no, I just want people punished. And I'm asking the question, why are all these blacks being allowed to escape the punishment they deserve? What's going on? I think something racial is going on, and it's not me doing it. So fuck you.
And the other thing I was thinking about is, so say you're the federal government, say you're the FBI, and what you want to do is you want to make sure there's less white nationalists in the world, right? You want there to be less of these guys. So there's a really easy way to do that. Punish niggers like this. Just go after them with hate crime charges. Don't give people an argument to use to rally more white support like this. It's a real simple problem for you to solve. Just give people justice. That's all you've got to do. That would probably save you more in the long run in terms of resources wasted on these stupid convoluted gay ops than anything else. Like, just assign a couple agents, charge the guy with a federal hate crime. All you got to do. If you don't want them to make an argument, then take the argument away from them. I mean, at this point, you can only conclude that on some level, they want to encourage this kind of racial violence in the United States, and they want people to be riled up over this.
Well, I think the if I were them, my calculation would be that, like, I'm not going to actually create enough people, and I'm not going to create enough resistance to actually stop me. It'll be annoying. There'll be some collateral damage from it, but we'll be able to power through and eventually get the society we want that doesn't have white people anymore. The question is,
are feds going to go around knocking on doors for everybody who was at that protest? Is that going to be their next step?
I'm sure they will.
Oh, you want a justice? Oh, we'll give
most
you some
likely.
Justice.
I mean, that's what they're at. If they're going to go after extremism, like, there's no violence going on, there's no terror coming from anybody. So they're going to just have to, the only extremism, quote unquote, that they can battle, the only threat, quote unquote, to the system is people doing actions like that, is the ideas and the message. And a protest in Fargo, a protest anywhere like that, spreads the message, and that's the people you really have to contend with, because they're the ones peacefully going out there and saying this has to stop and this is outrageous, and people see it and they agree. And that's a big problem. It's not going to be Buffalo grocery store shooters. That's just not a thing. That's just not you've been trying to drum that up for how many years? It's just not happening. And every time it does happen, like, everyone you leave the door open. You're like, "Oh, subject known to the FBI." Every one of these shooters that you try to drum, like, your fingerprints are all fucking over them. Even these, like, Azov Battalion people. These people that go over to the, like, there's Azov people that are known, have been put in, they were put into prison. They were put in prison in the United States for drug charges just to recruit. And then they and their recruits were released so that they could go to Ukraine to fight in this proxy war for NATO. The intelligence agencies and their fingerprints are all over all these things, and none of it is real. There's no genuine violent threat. There is only a threat from speech and from democracy, which was supposed to be ruling our countries, right? This is a democracy, but I don't have to finish that sentence. Everybody knows.
Yeah. I don't know. I get my news from New Voice of Ukraine.
Oh.
And they tell me that Ukraine is winning.
Actually, on that subject, I saw a thing that I predicted being pushed, I believe, yesterday. I don't remember what news outlet it was. But I've said this several weeks ago. I don't even remember. I said Russia is going to win. They're going to get their Donbass. They're going to get their those territories. These are going to be recognized as no longer part of Ukraine. But the media is going to paint this as a consolation prize. They're going to say, like, well, Russia failed to invade and occupy all of Ukraine. All they got were these territories, so they lost. It's like, but the war was entirely about those territories, so right. They win. But they're going to spin this as, because if you remember early on, a lot of the propaganda was like, they're trying to take over and genocide Ukrainians. And it's like, no, they're not. Their objective is to secure these territories that have a lot of Russian blood in them. Like, they don't want the whole country. And they're spinning that now, which is hilarious.
So stupid. I don't know. I get this Yahoo News feed, and I look through there, and literally every article about Ukraine is from New Voice of Ukraine. That's and I'm funny. Like, you're just reposting propaganda from Ukraine.
Yeah, see, I don't use that as a source. I go on posts, and I see what the schizos are saying. Let's go right now.
And now my Condi brain, whenever it? I see New Voice of is Ukraine, it just blocks out everything.
Sorry, French guy.
What is it?
Oh, I was just mentioning one of my favorite post accounts, Louis Condé. To see what this is one of the schizos I get my news from. Archaeologists uncover company's rainbow logos from Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, this is that, it's that Babylon Bee story. It's pretty good stuff.
It was.
Archaeologists uncover company's rainbow logos from Sodom and Gomorrah. It's good shit.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I like the one that's got the guy and he's painting the rainbow flag thing over his door.
Yes, that was good. Like the lamb's blood only it's the rainbow. That was good shit. That's some funny fucking shit right there. I'm not seeing any. I'm not seeing any.
Dude, there's a lot going on over this weekend. Saturday was quite the happening day as far as people performing various forms of protest against this illegitimate and anti-human regime.
Ah, yes, there was a drag queen event for children in Dallas, Texas? I know it was Texas. Yeah. That was good stuff.
I got to give Alex Steen, whatever, I got to give him some sort of props for what he did to that particular cross-dressing trainee.
Gross.
A transvestite. That was a pretty good little video clip. I wonder if we can find it.
Maybe I'll look it up. Is it Alex Steen or Mark Steen?
They in Texas, they had this this event, Drag Your Kids to what? To Pride, drag your kids to Pride.
Drag your kids to sexual abuse. Yeah. Drag your kids to irreparable trauma.
Yeah, drag your kid to Pride. Oh, well, they're getting some reporting on this. Protesters clashed parents outside Drag Kids to Pride drag show at gay nightclub. Gay nightclub. I forgot that detail. It happened in a gay nightclub.
Yes.
With neon signs saying stuff like "it's not going to lick itself."
It's not going to lick itself. I've seen those everywhere. Yeah, they clearly have declared an agenda on children. Why don't you just say war? Why not? Why so focused on kids? Just want to be accepted and live peacefully, yet aggressively push your lifestyle and ideologies on young, impressionable kids. They've declared war. We need to answer. That's a tweet I just read, or a tweet I just saw, I should say. I'm looking
God,
for
there's so many blacks in this nightclub.
So I've got a 4.5 minute video from Alex Steen, number 99 here.
Is this him chasing the performer into the vehicle? Because that's good.
I'm clicking through it because there's just like a lot of material here. There's a ton of. Oh, okay, is this yeah?
This is great.
At the end, some vertical cell phone video. Okay. I'm just trying to get to the beginning of this. Oh my god, this is disgusting. Why do we have to watch this? I hope the video server can handle this. I'm sick
of all the bad thoughts. Do you like dancing for little children? Do you like dancing for little children? Think that's disgusting? Dancing around for little children? Don't you think that's disgusting?
Do it with me. Your mom's a bitch.
Dancing
what?
For little children.
Yeah, so your mom's a bitch. You
should be Wait, is that one actually a female?
No.
I'm bad at this.
No. Of course not. That's a dude wearing a corset.
Oh, why is its ass so big?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Did you get one of those lift surgeries that killed that?
I don't want to think about that question.
Dancing for little children, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, maybe it's some kind of prosthetic because these aren't actually because it looks like he's got a basketball.
I feel like you're putting
stuff.
Way too much thought into this.
Well, that's the thing I always look for when I see these trannies is like you can always tell in the hips, like that's a nigga because the hips are always narrow. But I was wondering, like, how did, like, when I see something like that, I'm like, all right, how did they accomplish this? Because that's like a magic trick in order to have, like, the hourglass shape going on.
You guys stand of yourselves. You're disgusting. Think about what you just did.
See, trying to get the car door open.
Fine,
car door
you
went open.
You dance naked in front of little children.
Still pulling on the car door handle.
Why should they stop?
You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah, why are you holding up your hand in front of the camera now? Like, why now?
Primetime Alex Steen 99. All right. Well, that was fun. Should be ashamed. I mean, shame is kind of, I don't mean to be critical, but shame is sort of the wrong angle to take with these people. It's like shame and self-awareness, like that sunsetted long ago with these crazy faggots like this.
Yeah.
Protesters chanted "Christ is King" at attendees at Drag Your Kids to Pride event. That's
Christ is King! 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 Christ is King!
There you go.
That looks like the John Doyle protesters.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
I don't recognize anybody here.
He said one of these freaks actually went off, just had a complete like meltdown in public. Like for a people who seem to define their identity by being oppressed by others, they have this interesting tendency to totally melt down and go nuclear when they do get actually confronted. Like, I thought this is what you wanted, right? Was this not the expectation, is that the evil conservatives would come out here and say shit to you? I mean, that's why you're there, right? Like, you're there to provoke
people. Are you trying to start a fight, or do you think they've... I don't know, maybe they think they've reached the... oh, my God. They think they've reached the point where they don't have to fight for this anymore. But there you go. There's a little kid shoving dollar bills in the G-string of this man.
Fuck.
This young gentleman right here. I'm assuming this is a dude, too, right? I guess if it's drag event, there'd be no women there, right? I don't know why I keep harping on that.
I remember the first time something like this happened, and it was seen as controversial, and now they're just doing this everywhere.
And there's all kinds of little meltdown. Let's see, we've got another clip here of an angry fag. Look at that gay face on him. Look at those fucking that fucking look on his face. That is a fucking hideous gay demon.
You're going to hell, little girl.
Look at that.
I think that
is
it.
That
hell,
is something.
Dude.
That is something off of like that's like from the Supernatural show. Like Sam and Dean would be hunting this thing down. Look at that face. That you could see that's a deformed former human being. At some point, that was a Homo sapien. It just became Homo. Listen, yeah, you're going to hell too, sweetheart. You cunt.
Did you just call her a cunt? Holy shit, he spat.
She's like laughing at him. It's pathetic. You're going to hell. You have a problem with the diseases I spread with my butthole. My spread butthole spreads diseases, and you don't like it. You're going to hell. You're horrible. It's like I'm not feeling like I'm taking any L's here. It's funny, like all it takes is shining a little bit of light on what these people do, and they freak out because they know no one wants it. They know, like, part of the sort of understanding and tolerance for homosexuals is having people not know what it really entails and what they really do and what kind of side effects it has, like not knowing about diseases. Oh, 32 minutes. Let me stop this for video. All right, I started again. We don't want anybody to have it. You can't have one video applet. You're going to have six again. Well, I probably just going to have three because we're just going to do 1 hour. Because fuck it. What was I just going to say? Yeah, like shining a light and showing what they do and talking about what the side effects are. They're like, no, these actually are disease spreaders. These are plague rats. They are sexual perverts. Like, they're not just like you and I. Unfortunately, the conservatives took the tact. The conservatives and the Christians took the tactic of, well, gay marriage would make my marriage mean less. It's like, no, it doesn't. Like, the thing is, like, their marriage means nothing. Because, like, they're just temporary. Like, when you're a gay married, you're just, like, temporarily, like, promised to your current fuckbag. Like,
yeah.
The marriage isn't real. Like, the marriage may just end and you might go have another. Or, like, the marriage is just in name only. This is just where you sleep at night, maybe. You just go off and you do whatever you want. It's just sexual perversion. It just never stops. It's not like it's not like the TV show Will and Grace, where they're just these quirky, wacky characters that have a comedic, like, effeminacy to them. And it's just, but they're just like us in every other way. It's like, no, these people are sick. This is what they do. So
let's see how the news is covering this. I'm curious as to which angle they're going to take.
Oh shit! Hang on, I just queued this video up. I wanted to see. It's not going to link itself. Written on the wall.
Oh,
in the back.
My God.
So this is a dude. So okay, all right. That's a dude ass. Okay. So this one's not. This one's not wearing any prosthetic beach balls. That's quite the outfit. Quite the broad shoulders, though. I don't know. Maybe there's a little bit. Maybe that, you know. There's a little kid. Like, why? Like, why would? Why are we bringing kids to this?
So that fags can get off on it.
I mean, you're never going to convince me that the purpose of this is just to make children, like, more aware that fags are, like, no.
So you're dressed as a woman. You're doing sexually explicit dancing in front of children. Obviously, this is a sexual kink.
With a sign behind you that says, it's not going to lick itself. Oh, so what is this here? Is this this is a news? Okay. Wow, that kid looks thrilled. That kid's happy to be there. Look at the look on his face. It's like, my mom made me do this. Wow.
Wow. This is the Drag the Kids to Pride event at Mr. Mister's in Dallas's Oaklawn neighborhood. Organizers promoted it as a family-friendly drag show
where kids
danced with the performers. What came with it
were
protests outside.
You people are the symptom of a dying society, and you know it.
You're scaring children. Shut
up. He's scaring children. He's scaring them. You're scaring them away. We're trying to rape them. Stop scaring our child victims.
I live in this community. I have for several years.
Daisy says she first saw a poster for this event near where she lives.
I don't believe that I should be seeing signs advertising for children to be dancing on stage with men in thongs and in inappropriate.
Well, just go all the way. All of this should be illegal. Like, just being gay should be illegal. Just this we need that back. It's okay. You can just say that.
Clothing and makeup.
The organizers say today was a family-friendly event with a safe.
Wow, look at the choppers on that fucking nigger.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy shit.
There's a lot of niggers there.
It's like drag horse of some kind.
With a safe environment separate from their normal operations. In a statement, they said, "We believe everyone should have a space to celebrate who they are."
No, you shouldn't. There's nothing to celebrate about you. If you're celebrating,
what does this space necessarily need to include children? Why do children have to be in
that space? I don't even care about. Like, it shouldn't even. That's just a sign that it's gone too far. It's like, no, there's nothing to celebrate about what you are. What you are should be hidden. What you are should be stomped out and exterminated when it's found. What you are should be the ideal for what somebody doesn't want to be: a big bucktooth nigger in a dress.
Mr. Misters is a place where everyone is welcome to feel accepted, safe, and included.
We should test that. Like, are we accepted? Were those protesters accepted and included? Yeah. The ones that said, get the fuck out of our communities and leave our kids alone? Is that except for that one.
I've been here, like, every night throughout the week.
AJ Cruz has worked at Mr. Mister's for about 2 years now. He said today's event allows people to express themselves.
There was a lot less people drinking today, so that would make it more kid-friendly, just because there's so many people here.
Oh,
everyone
just
came from all...
Just fucking, it's like, more into the box.
Because the fags are less drunk today.
All walks of life and, you know, just enjoyed Pride.
Organizers said they've received threatening emails and phone calls from the protesters.
I do not in any way condone the behavior that these people are engaging in, but what drags me out here is it's kids now.
Dallas police said they went to the event and protest to assist with crowd control and cleared the scene once the event was over. In Dallas, I'm Jay Wallace.
What is this? Why is this?
Oh,
here?
Is that a rainbow sidewalk or crossing? What is that?
Yeah, it's a rainbow crosswalk.
Which is it's just we've won. We own this territory now. It's ours.
Yeah,
it basically just means normal people not welcome.
I mean, you hear the victory. I hate to be critical of somebody whose heart is in the right place, but that girl just said, "What dragged me out here was now that it's kids." It's like, well, you should have dragged you out here when it was adults because it was unacceptable then as well. It's like, this is what happens. Like, they were never going to stop. It was the plea to be tolerant of this shit was simply a plea for it was a demand for acceptance and then a fucking warning that they're gonna dominate, and that's where you are now.
Do you remember how they used to scream about the slippery slope fallacy regarding all this stuff?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, gay marriage is not going to lead to them doing stuff with children. And then we have this.
Yeah. Oh, it's a fallacy.
How long did that take?
Slippery slope fallacy. Yeah. It's just a fallacy. There's your slippery slope phallus on those fucking broads in there. The slippery phallus.
I mean,
that's my point of the day.
Wasn't it? Desmond is amazing. There was a big controversy over this because he was at one of these bars, right?
I think that was he at a bar? Or was he at a? Yeah, it might have been. I remember there being like parades. There was actually the sad thing is there was more than one. There was another one. Like, I have this kid right here.
G.
I don't think that's Desmond. I think that's another drag kid. Remember that was a big thing for a minute.
Yeah, there were at least two of them. And now what they do is the gay bars themselves are just hosting hordes of children. They're just bringing them in there like it's a fucking school trip.
It's like bring your daughter. Well, daughter's no fun. Bring your son to the orgy day, right?
Bring your children into the gay bar.
And who are these?
Oh, but see,
these
see they didn't drink as much this time. These fags, they're not completely intoxicated, so your chances of being groped are slightly improved.
Like, who are these people though? Like, there was a shot in here I saw. I mean, look at this nigger right here. That's just not what you expect to see. Like, that's a basketball American.
Threatening.
No, don't start. Basketball American with children. Like, this guy is like, yeah, I expect that. You're dumpy, chubby, pink shirt, long hair and a beard. Like, you're just defeated by liberal society. Like, you're just like, yeah, this is great. This is really, I'm here to just piss off these Jesus people. But look at the people in the background. Like, who are these? Who are these people? Oh, God. I went too far. I lost it. Oh, here we are back inside. Like, here's a bunch of demons. Like, this poor, like, what's this kid's life going to be like? I'd love to, like, know who this is. Get, like, an interview with him 5 years from now. See how he's doing, you know? After survive. Like, I'm a survivor. Well, I'm a Pride Month survivor as a child. Like, I survived my stupid mom and her fucking virtue signaling and her love of infectious disease.
Your mom trying to actually groom you.
Yeah.
Being groomed by your parents.
Yeah. Well, at least he's not being turned into it. Well, time will tell, you know? How long before he gets the HRT?
The fucking groomer accusation. It's just true.
That's all. There's no other reason for this. There's no other reason to do that. It's like you want to sexually prey on children.
You're bringing children into a gay nightclub where they can look at trannies and cross-dressers and transvestites in the hopes that that will turn them gay. And then you can have some nice gay preteens to molest and sexually abuse.
So Ted Bell. Gross. Why on earth would you expose children to that filth? I'm just reading the comments under your video. Because some parents are insecure and care more about what others think of them than what's best for their kids. Like, that's the you're just doing pride for profits. It's like, no one likes this. Like, you have to understand this is being shoved down everyone's throat. That was nothing conservative. He's like, I don't care if you're gay or not. Just don't shove it down my throat. It's like, well, you should care because they're going to shove it down your throat.
Yeah, they will.
And then it's called grooming. It's called grooming. You're projecting someone. I was like, projecting what? I don't have to project anything. Like, this is disgusting. What would you be projecting? Like, why would you, like, I don't understand, like, people who use words don't know what it is. It's called a drag show. Get over it. Like, how about no? How about I don't want to get over it? I don't want to get over it. I don't want these things to ever exist. It's one of those ideas, like, do I need to share oxygen with other human beings that do things like this? And my answer is no, I shouldn't have to. It's a matter of pride, and it's a matter of knowing that, like, you know, something's going wrong in my society and I don't want it to go that way anymore. And after that, you get two okay groomers. That's pretty funny. Sounds like something a creep would say. Now that's at Mitch. Who's Mitch? Oh, you're projecting. Okay. So a creep would say project groomers, reporting you to the authorities. Yeah, and Mitch knows to come right back. You do that. It's like, yeah. What does grooming mean? English is not my first language. Oh, all right. I thought maybe that guy was trying to be like a smartass. He just doesn't speak English.
You know what's really crazy? They've got an entire month of this stuff.
Yeah.
A whole month. An entire month set aside for doing this kind of thing.
It happens every year, and it's the same reaction every year. No one likes it. I saw someone was... this is one that I saw. Maybe I can find this. It was in my Twitter feed, which is now everything is fucking buried. Let me see if I can do this. Oh, I know what it was. It was the New England Patriots. The football club. The New England Patriots tweeted a photograph of their stadium the other day. It was all decked out for bride. Oh boy, I guess they buried it in other shit because it got a negative. Yep, no, here it is. So this is Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts. Now,
what the fuck?
It's going to be like 3 months before anybody's playing football in that stadium, so I don't know why, but there it is. It's there. I like how the triangle just makes me think this is some kind of like backward African country. In the pride flag now, by the way, the triangle with the trans and the brown and black.
You know what I particularly like? Funny. I like the brown stripe. I really like the brown stripe. It's highly appropriate.
Yeah.
Here's a related story.
But yeah, listen to this. Hold on.
Oh my god, the Gillette part. It's also
the Gillette is also red. But look at this. They followed up their own tweet with our comment section is monitored and there's no room for hate. It's like, that's what you think, Ningland. That's what you think. Like, there's plenty of room. I mean, maybe you're no, that's a good one too. I bet you're out there working overtime deleting comments. Like, there's no one likes this shit. Since, like, do football niggas want to look at, like, football fans want to look at gay shit? Like, I don't think so. You know, I remember as a football fan when they started doing this bit, I don't know if you remember this, but at some point October became Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
So, like, every football player started wearing, like, neon pink stuff with their uniform.
Yeah, pink ribbons.
Yeah, not even ribbons. Like, they would have, like, their stirrup socks or whatever would be hot pink. Their shoes would be bright pink. Their gloves might be bright pink. There would be, like, a distracting amount of, like, hot pink And that was hard enough to, like, get used to. Like, I just want to watch
the
game.
It's not St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
It's not like a version of that. You're supposed to just have the little pink ribbon somewhere.
Yeah. No, they went fall.
Did a little sticker on the side of your helmet, man.
It's a good thing that Pride Month isn't during the season. Because God knows what they would make these fucking players, or God knows what these players would willingly wear, since they're all, half of them are fags themselves. You know, you get a bunch of niggers and fucking in a locker room. Unsupervised. So, very short time before some of them start fucking just buggering each other because they're bored.
I posted this other link here. Carolina Panthers NHL's NFL's first openly transgender cheerleader. So that's where we are. Tranny cheerleaders. I mean, if you're a fan of this team, how do you oh my God.
That's
a whole nigga. That nigga's not even trying.
No, this nigga's trying to see. This one's trying to simulate having hips by doing the twist, yeah. But this is very tight girdle, I think, going on right here.
Yeah.
Why? It's like, why? We know the answer why. Because fuck you. That's why. Because you're gonna put. It's not even about like putting up with this. Like now you're accepting it. Like this is just you. You watch football because you like it.
She said she was terrified to come out as trans online after keeping her identity a secret from even her best friend.
Were you?
That identity is definitely being kept a secret.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, you have reason to feel terrified about that. It's definitely not getting institutional support from every fucking corner of our civilization right now. I mean, trans is just an American Western value right now. It's just like, it's America. You're a tranny. That's America for you. Like, you will get support from everywhere. The only people that don't want to support you are those who are, like, willing to, like, put up with the consequences of what happens when you say, you know what, I think you're gross. That's okay. I don't want a bank account. Well, I don't know.
Our research shows that LGBTQ youth report that seeing LGBTQ representation by celebrities and athletes makes them feel good about being LGBTQ.
No, what makes them feel good about being LGBTQ is being molested by an older LGBTQ person.
Yeah.
That's what makes them feel good about it.
Man.
You could take them to a drag event, and maybe they get touched funny. And now they don't know what to do with the feeling it gave them, so they just look to repeat that sick behavior.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like John Doyle was saying. Just you are the symptoms of a dying society. This is what it looks like. This is what a disintegrating culture looks like. Well, hey, and we're only this is the 6th of June. We have the entire month to go.
Yeah, we got a ways to go still. I'm sorry, I'm being distracted by the schizos posting their weird anime girls. I'm never gonna be able to understand that, bro. Like, I understand, like, okay, like the image of a sexy female is one thing, but when it's a drawing, I just can't. I'm sorry, man, it just doesn't.
Someone had posted a Hitler edit earlier, and it's like not all heroes wear capes, and of course Hitler has on a cape. But then there's like these two whores like pointing at Hitler, and I'm like, that's kind of disrespectful, dude. Like, don't put those in there.
Whores?
Like, you've got whores. You've got these like Weimar whores. Like these, I mean, these are some sort of goth chicks from recently. It's popular meme format.
Oh.
But I'm like, don't put that in there with Hitler. Hitler would not approve of that. That's not what Hitler was into. Hitler was a response to that kind of degeneracy.
Yeah, I haven't seen that meme. Is it the two goth girls doing the point? The soy
yes,
one?
That's
oh.
It.
Oh. Huh. You see, I want to like that because I find those memes funny. But that's just not, I don't know.
I can just imagine Hitler's disapproval, his intense disapproval of all of that.
Well, he has to be renormalized somehow. We have to attract the normies, Alex. The normies have to know that Hitler was based.
What's that going to do? They're not going to accept it. The normie is just sort of sitting there on the sidelines while this stuff happens.
The normie is a groomer. Your normie is a tranny. Normies are literal groomers. They are fag enablers. Normies are celebrating that Gillette Stadium rainbow flag that no one's going to see because football season, the preseason doesn't even start till mid-August. Normies think it's great and inclusive that that's there. Normies are going to be cheering for that trans cheerleader in, was it Jacksonville? Which team was that? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Was it Carolina? Who cares?
Carolina.
Yeah.
Carolina Panthers.
Normies are the ones that won't turn the television off, even though that's all that's on it. Normies are watching Euphoria. Normies all went and got their COVID shots. Normies wore their masks. Normies think you're a terrible person for not doing so. How do we reach out? How do we get these valuable, valuable, stalwart, just these political geniuses and these worthwhile yeomen? How do we get them to go along with us? We got to get them. They're invaluable.
So what's the most you get out of these people? They'll say, "Well, I support your right to be a demon. Just don't do X. It's okay that you could be a vicious demon. Just don't do it in my backyard, please."
These weak-willed, easily manipulated, controlled people—you just—you can't succeed without them. You have to get them on your side, and most importantly, you have to do so with the right combination of logic, reason, packaging, marketing, and the sense that what you're doing is cool. You have to have all these things and wrap them up into a perfect little package to present to them, so you can get them to go along with you. Otherwise, you're just lost. There's no way that you could just get power some other way and drag the normies along with you, because that's what they're there for.
I mean, that's why the tranny stuff is everywhere, right? Because it's cool.
Yeah, they're there because it's there.
It's popular. It's hip. Or is it just forced down your throat by institutions?
I'm sorry. Something just happened on post that I'll tell you in the break. if I didn't have my wits about me, I'd probably just reshare that with you right here on the show. But that's okay. Yeah. No, you gotta get those normies. Gotta get a hold of them. Gotta get a hold of them, man. Do you know the best way to appeal to normies is, Alex? What you do is you try to attract them. You try to bring them into your thing by not forcing them to have to change anything about themselves. That's the best.
Right.
If you want to get make sure that they don't have to do anything. Make sure that they're not actually supporting anything different. Basically, trick them.
You want to appeal to the status quo.
Yeah,
that's the key. Whatever the status quo is, just like work from that.
If you want to do a political movement based on just let's outlaw gays. Let's just take that. What you got to do to get the normie to support you is tell them like this is about supporting gays. You support gays, right, normies? Okay, so do we. So that's how that works. Then you've attracted the normie. So when you get all those normies who support gays into your anti-gay movement, then somehow you're going to win. They're not going to turn your anti-gay movement into a gay rights movement. That's not going to happen.
I think I read an article about this called "Why You Can't Red Pill Big Normie."
Oh, really? I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I've seen this so many times. Like, you know, you're never going to get why can't you attract a conservative voter? Because the conservative voter is retarded. Because the conservative voter doesn't know his ass from a hole in the wall.
Here's my thing about that. Like, how is it you think that a company, a corporation, how is it that they market a new product to someone? If the status quo is all you can work with, how are they able to do this? How are they able to convince you that you need a thing that you never needed before in your entire life until now? Obviously, you can manufacture and stir up new desires and needs in people. It's especially easy if they have a legitimate unmet need.
I have a product.
You can speak to that.
I have a product I want to sell everyone. It's called Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler.
And Hitler doesn't fit into the things that you already like. It doesn't. You have to reject everything you know to like Hitler. Like, you don't just buy my product Hitler and put it on the shelf next to your other products like Obama or Trump or Reagan. It's like you have to smash all of those other products in order to put Hitler on your shelf. It's not like you don't just clear
the shelf and make room for Hitler.
You don't just add Hitler to your collection. Hitler is your collection. The collection you previously had, you realize that it's all fraudulent, that it's all garbage, and it's worthless, and you burn it all. Now you just have Hitler on the shelf. And maybe you collect some of his friends, some of the side characters, you know, but it's like you don't add Hitler to your collection of conservative things that you like. You don't add it to your collection of even leftist things that you like, because this isn't about American conservatives and liberals. This isn't about communists. This isn't about capitalists. It's about National Socialism. It's about a third way. It's about a legitimate rejection of all those things, because all those things suck. It's about a rejection of Jews. most important.
Speaking of things that suck and conservatives.
Oh, no.
Did we ever talk about this particular...
Madison Cawthorn?
This is Rob Port talking about the roots of hate. So
yeah,
you got
this
a conservative.
Is...
There was a killing, a Jupiter-Paulson killing, and this conservative suddenly he feels very brave.
So this guy is what? This guy's a local radio host around Fargo. Is that what he is, or he's
something like that?
A blogger.
Yeah, he's a right winger.
Again, just illustrating why. Like, what does so Mike, Peter Teff, Paulson, they all hold this protest in Fargo. It's for a very, very reasonable cause. A 14-year-old girl was stabbed several times over the course of several minutes, tortured by a nigger. Okay? And he was caught dead to rights. In my opinion, if I ran the justice system, he wouldn't have a trial. He'd just be dispatched because they have him on video in several places doing... Anyway, that's a discussion for another time. But he's not even going to be tried for this crime. He's not going to get... No one's going to have their day in court over this. So we're even going to be spared, like they're sparing us even the farce of trying to get this guy off. They just let him off. They say he's incompetent to stand trial and he's going to do some probably token time in some kind of cushy mental health facility and probably quietly be released when everyone has forgotten about this, which, mm-hmm. I mean, if not for Paulson's efforts to call, reaching out to Teft and reaching out to the National Justice Party, it would already be forgotten. And what does this do for the conservative blogger, the conservative radio host, who should be right there supporting this, who should be asking the question, what is our justice system doing to our citizens where a man, and I don't care what color his skin is, can just grab a little girl on a skateboard at a strip mall and stab her 20-some-odd times and kill her? And what's happening to our country? No, the people drawing attention to it are the bad people, and they have to go. They're racists. They're evil. They're twisted by hate and bigotry, according to the subheadline here. And it starts from an abyss filled with ineffable pain. You know, like having your daughter murdered and then not having the killer held accountable. I'd say that's an abyss filled with ineffable pain. Because the pain is there.
It's an abyss filled with injustice.
Yeah, it's injustice. And so this guy is here. This is Rob Port, is here to make sure that you know, you take the nigger killer's side. That you come to understand that it's open season on white girls, and anybody who says otherwise is a bigot. And if the one thing conservatives are not, it's bigots. And so this is Rob Port. This is your normie, by the way. This is who you need to appeal to. So basically, you need to compromise on the "it's not okay to kill white girls" position you hold as a principled white nationalist. You have to be able to compromise on that principle with big conservative normie. You can't just talk bad about it. You can't call them cowards for not wanting to be a part of this. You can't call them hypocrites. You can't call them traitors. You can't call them faggots. No, you have to reach across what little aisle there is between us and them and say, "I'm willing to meet you halfway on that." Maybe if he had just like stabbed her a bunch of times but she didn't die, then I'd be comfortable letting her go. But I don't know. She died, so can you kind of see it? Can you kind of see it my way a little bit? Oh, you can't. All right. Well, let's all vote Republican this November. There you go. Now you've attracted big normie conservative.
I find this interesting because it gave a conservative the context he needed to come out against hate crime laws and hate crime legislation in general.
Well, yeah,
this was the opportunity.
Yeah.
This little incident.
Yeah, because they put up such a vociferous resistance to hate crime laws when they were
right.
enacted. They were really
yeah. That,
really,
that was another fight that they didn't even
yeah, they didn't show up for. A couple a couple like token phrases on the Rush Limbaugh program saying how
yep.
you can't read the mind of a killer because you know, but no reason to stop it though.
Absolutely no tangible resistance. But now we got the opportunity because it was a black guy who stabbed a white girl, and they're wanting to get some sort of racial justice out of this. And we can't have that.
No.
Absolutely not. Because what is it he says here? Mr. Colley is black, if you hadn't guessed that by now. Jupiter was white, and her father is white. The skin color is off the victim and the accused shouldn't matter. Except people like Mr. Paulson and Mr. Teft and a majority of the Fargo City Commission say it does. You know what? The skin color does matter. Absolutely matters.
You know, I saw that quote. What is he talking about with the city council?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, what did they decide?
Did they want to string up this nigger too? Because somehow I'm like,
oh man, Fargo is one of two North Dakota communities that, bowing to a modern political convention, have implemented a hate crime ordinance allows authorities to layer on an additional charge under a criminal proceeding if authorities can prove a crime is motivated by racial bigotry. The policy and others like it insert fraught racial politics into places it shouldn't be. I think that fraught racial politics inserted a knife into a 14-year-old girl 25 times. I think that's what happened.
Very good, sir. That's exactly right. That was a good line. I like that. And absolutely. So what? So his point. His point is skin color matters to the pro-white advocates, and it matters to the anti-white advocates. And he's just going to standing. I'm just standing off the side, like stuck in the middle. These clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. What can I? Can I just live in a sane society again? Folks,
we're all humans, and sometimes humans do awful things to one another.
But
and it doesn't need to be any more complicated than that. Well, it is. It is more complicated.
It's far more complicated than that, sir. But anyway, we're not being fair here. We're not doing what we can to appeal to this conservative normie. We're not appealing to, you know, his preconceived notions and his psychological, you know, his tendencies. We need to appeal to that somehow. We got to meet him halfway on this and sort of guide him over to come support us. We could probably do that by agreeing that it was good to kill Jupiter Paul. That would that work? Is that how you reach out to like conservatives? Like, yeah, you know what? We're just gonna have to take that L. That little girl, she's just, you know, her killer's gonna have to go free. He's crazy, you know. He did kill her.
See, I want to give them a firmware update.
Oh,
I want to give them a little firmware update and be like, hey, look, you're white and you're being attacked because you're white.
I want to send.
Look, there's
the firmware update I want to give him is I want him to. Just happen across Mr. Collie someplace without security cameras.
Hmm.
That's what I'd like to do. I think that. I mean, I would have nothing to do with that. I would just like to. I would like to one day check on like a newspaper from Fargo. I don't even know what like the news in Fargo is called. What is this little publication? Inform.
I mean, it would just be a human interaction with another human.
I would just like to. I would like to read a story one morning about how it went when Mr. Port happened upon Mr. What the fuck was it? Mr. What is it?
Collie? Rob Port.
What's the killer's name? Collie. I would like to read the story about what happened and what was the outcome of his encounter with Mr. Collie in a dark alley in Fargo somewhere. I would really like. That's what I would like. That is the outreach I want to perform with Mr. Port. I would like to see what the news story, how it would read, what it would look like. That would be what I want to see. That would be for me. That's the kind of conservative outreach I want to see, just across the board.
Well, a human male had an interaction with another human male.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? Doesn't matter what skin color he is. I mean, at that point, it also doesn't matter what Collie's done in the past in that point, because what is skin color but a reflection of what you've done in the past, what your heritage is? You have to excuse all of that. Just let it go. After all, we're all individuals. And every day is an individual day. It's not like what I did yesterday doesn't affect what I did today. Nothing affects any. We're all just little atoms bouncing around in this crazy fucking science world.
Just the sheer depths of cowardice here, the unbelievable cowardice.
We're
down to just talking about humans. Oh, human! You know, that's all we are. Just some humans. Nothing more to it than that.
Mm.
Not like these humans came from a different place, and these humans came from a place over there, and they have a completely different culture and different racial characteristics. Nope.
So racial characteristics meaning like wanton rape and murder.
Yeah. Because the other thing is, if you look at Arthur Collie, if I'm not mistaken, this was like a fresh off the boat immigrant, right?
I don't even know. I don't care.
If you look at him, he looks rather blue gummed.
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me, but it's just like, it's disgusting. Anyway, this video's over, so I'm just gonna post the break music, and we'll just put all this right up there, and we'll be back in a few.
You are listening to the Daily Shower, as racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la.
I just like leaving that art up there. I suppose I'll get sick of it soon enough. You're a Ferengi man.
It's good, though. It's good art.
It's fantastic. It's good art. What's not good art is I don't know what we're going to talk about on this part of the show now.
I got no idea. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm all tuckered out.
I'm not particularly outraged at anything today. At least I got it all out in the last hour we just did.
I think I got it all out Saturday.
Oh, what were you doing Saturday again? Oh, that was that when you were watching all those videos from the drag thing?
Yeah, no, I came home from a 62-mile bike ride. I get
back.
Oh,
my God.
And then I look at my Telegram, and I'm like, oh, boy, what is all this? We should watch the video of the Antifa. That might be interesting.
The video of the Antifa? What's that?
It's the Jupiter Paulson protest,
oh,
and
no,
you've got the counter-protesters.
It's
short.
Oh, I have no idea where that is.
That was the first thing that I saw, and I immediately knew what was going on. I'm like, oh, what's happening here? We got some counter-protesters saying that they're in favor of murdering 14-year-old girls. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, fuck. I don't know where that video clip is. I'm looking on Twitter. I know it was in in Telegram somewhere, but I don't have a way to put that up on. I don't have a way to put that up on my screen.
National Justice Party had it. I don't know if they had it anywhere else though, other than Telegram.
I'm sure that's been.
It's pretty good. Somebody, I don't know who it was yelling about. Oh, I hope your diabetes isn't acting up.
Well, then when they just asked, do you think it's good the white girls, get killed, and they said yes, that was basically why deny that, Just go for it. It's good shit.
Yeah, if you're going to show up and counter-protest, you might as well just admit it.
See, that's a person that's not concerned with reaching out to the normie. That is a person that is willing to say, this is my message, whether you like it or not. I'm just putting this out there, and it's up to you to come around and meet me where I'm at. That's what that's all about.
That's a person who thinks that they're the status quo.
Right. I think I'm the status quo.
We all had a little bit of a disagreement on that.
Who? Maybe you're the status quo. You're not the status quo in your lycra. In your bibs.
you're going to have a disagreement with these people about who's actually in charge, which sort of underscores a lot of things with this country right now.
Yeah. I can't find that video.
Oh, that's
good stuff, though. I've never been able to log into Telegram on my computer. I'd be able to get it then, but it doesn't work for me.
That's what I prefer to use. I don't like having this shit on my phone.
The phone makes it it goes away. I don't have to sit in my. I guess that's kind of a bad thing. I would like to go back to the point where all right, if I want to be on some kind of social media platform talking, I should have to be trapped at my computer. It kind of sucks that I can pull it out anywhere I am and
That's how MySpace was. It's my memory of MySpace and AOL and all that stuff.
Yeah, I really hate the idea that I'm doing something else. I'm outside somewhere or I'm just. I find myself I'll pull out the phone while I'm watching TV because what a revelation! TV's not actually mentally stimulating, so you look for other other ways to get the dopamine hits and shit. I'm gonna pull out my.
Yeah,
check my
I find it intrusive, though, especially if you're outside in nature. You've got your phone with you, and it's, let me look at this Telegram channel. Let's not.
End up standing there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Standing there, in the middle of nature, just looking at your stupid phone.
Well, being in the middle of nature,
However, I made an exception Saturday because there was so much going on. I was I'm going to enjoy nature and also enjoy seeing all of these trainees and libtards and anti-white faggots getting owned.
I enjoyed nature on Saturday. I was mowing and weed whacking. I enjoyed the swarm, just the fucking swarm of insects that found me. That found me incredibly interesting. It's good times
because of all the rain, right? You got a bunch of rain.
Yeah, it's been raining, but it's just generally I live in a woods, so there's just bugs everywhere. I got to get some of those chemicals. I got to get some permethrin. I got to get some DDT. It's like there's a company that sprays for gypsy moths. It's like, why don't you just spray for everything? Why don't you just kill everything in this forest so that I don't have to
just napalm the forest?
Don't napalm it. Just how about a chemical that just kills all the bugs? Because the bugs all suck. And the birds want to eat bugs, they can go somewhere else and eat bugs. It's just like the trash bear. So the trash bear situation has sort of renewed itself, right? So
the trash bear.
So trash day is Monday, right? It's Monday.
Is that when the bears show up? They come by Monday and they take the garbage?
Well, yeah, this bear, there's a new bear that's now trained. It's a smaller bear, probably a cub that was, last season abandoned by Mama Bear, and he's on his own for the first time. And this fucking shrimp of a bear just goes down the street and he has a cycle he does, and you drive along Monday morning and you just see like every trash can knocked over that he's just like looking for stuff.
That's his route.
That's his route. Like, he has a route, and there's nothing anybody can do about it, because it's like, God forbid. Like, I want to go out on the street with a 45 and put a slug in its brain and then call the call animal control, come clean up this fucking carcass, because I can't put my garbage outside. And nobody within, like, I don't know what, like a 3-mile radius can put their garbage outside. You can't even store garbage on your property unless it's inside stinking up your house, because they'll come and find it. And God forbid you, and I want to do an environmental impact survey. It's like, I know that like a dead black bear would really hurt your fifis, but like, what's the environmental impact of these dozens of houses who are all making daily trips to the dump instead of storing trash on their property? Like, which is worse? Like, what's the carbon footprint of me making a trip to the dump almost every day, and everybody around my neighborhood having to do the same thing? Because there's a bear that's established a route. He knows where all your trash is, and he comes and he gets it on Monday. And if you leave it out during the week, he'll find your house and he'll do that. He'll come off his route to come check it out. It's mad.
So I think there's a problem of insufficient bear training. If you train the bear to take the trash to the dump,
that would be good. That would be
two
a good compromise.
Birds with one stone.
If here. He would just drag the last one, that's what got me. The last time he got one of my bags of trash, I put it out on Monday morning. He dragged the bag into my neighbor's yard. So I had to go clean up my trash and somebody else's property. Which gives me all kinds of weird anxieties. Like, is this person going to be weird about this? Am I going to get to what the fuck
there's,
are you doing?
There's probably an understanding as far as the trash bear goes. That just happens.
Yeah, but what's an understanding?
You put up your hands at trash bear.
People are so unreasonable these days because people are so atomized and people are so anti-communal. People are so anti-community. Like, what the fuck are you doing in my yard? And I'll be like, I can leave the trash here if you want. Like, what? Like, yeah. I run through in my brain, like, what are the antisocial outcomes of this predicament? Like, I leave the trash there. Are they obviously going to know that it was my trash and come be like, why didn't you pick this trash up? How'd your trash get over here? Are they going to have no idea? There's going to be a pile of crap over there in that yard that I can see. This is or is it like, maybe like I found out my best option is if I'm over there in the neighbor's yard and I'm cleaning up the trash and they have something to say about it, what I need to do is just roll my ankle, because there's rocks and pebbles everywhere on the property. It's woodland, and that is my out. Like, now I'm going to sue you because I'm on your property and I rolled my ankle.
Do you can sue someone for rolling your ankle? That's fucked up.
I think anything that happens to you on somebody else's property, you can just sue.
That is messed up.
That's
I don't support that.
Why would? Well, that's a thing. That's why 9/11 happened, Alex. That's called.
However,
what you're describing, what your desire is, what we would call tort reform. No one has talked about tort reform since Sean Hannity's the first day of his nationally syndicated radio show, September 10th, 2001. He brought up that subject. Bam! The Jews smashed two airliners into the World Trade Center. Now tort reform. No one ever mentioned it again. Everybody got the message. That's the real conspiracy, by the way.
See, I live in a state that has the opposite problem. Oh, yeah? I live in a Commonwealth state, which means that they have, like, a lot of these holdovers of English common law from, like, 500 years ago. And specifically, my state is what's called a one-bite state, which means a dog can bite you one time.
Oh, wow.
Before they have to do anything about it. And then after it bites you, okay, well, now it's some kind of – I think it becomes an aggressive dog.
So Mike's
dog is
still
fucking. Its status. Now it's an aggressive dog. And if it bites again, it becomes a vicious dog. At that point, they might have to actually euthanize it.
Wow.
But it gets a free bite.
One free bite. That's like, pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. The pit bull gets a free bite, gets to gnaw on your leg for a while, and then you can do something about it.
Yeah, because pit bulls, they usually just bite once, right?
Yeah,
usually,
right.
Usually the length of the attack is just one bite. It's not like a sustained mauling.
I think good. This is inherited from... But back in the day, right, you just have roaming livestock.
Yeah.
So maybe your dog bites a sheep that wandered into your yard or something. Well, you can't just automatically euthanize a dog because it bit somebody's livestock that was not where it was supposed to be. But the consequence in this setting then is pit bulls get to gnaw on your leg. Now, obviously, in England around that time, they didn't have fucking pit bulls. They didn't have niggers or pit bulls. A lot of these legal constructs, it's just not compatible with modern America.
I hate modern America.
Maybe
I'm
maybe in your state, the trash bearer gets one free bag of trash.
Well, no, in my state, the trash bearer gets all the trash. Like it's, I don't think it's ever legal to retaliate. Like, and I'm just like, you know me, I'm a reactionary. I think that, like, you know, there's fear or there's not fear, and all living things react to fear. And if like, and if a being has reason to believe that there will be consequences for the dumb shit they're about to do, fear will take over and they won't do it. So I'm thinking, if everybody just had like 45s, or what do they call the other ones, 50s, those big like hand cannons, and you just like fucking, if black bears were getting dropped around residential, they would probably stop coming around that residential neighborhoods. Be like, you know what? Those people have trash, but they also have large caliber handguns that can take, that could take
me
out.
I think we should look into the socioeconomic factors of why the bears are out there.
Because it's free trash. Same reason the niggers are out there. Like, what would keep a black bear inside? What would keep a black man inside? Fear of the white man. Solves both problems. If black bears and black people feared the white man, my trash would be, I'd be able to just store it in the big can outside, and I would once a week roll it up to the curb, and without any worry about it being strewn across the neighborhood, I would be living the good life. Because there would be no bears to be like, I fear that white man and his garbage.
So, I mean, I'm tempted to just say this is the consequences of moving into a rural area. Like, this is, you get bears.
Yeah, but I don't have niggers.
You're going to have bears. You're going to have rattlesnakes. Well, maybe not rattlesnakes. Probably too far north.
No.
The rattlesnakes don't get into the trash, though.
No, we don't have the rattlesnakes around here. We have weird animals that make, like, yelping person noises at nighttime.
Coyotes?
Coyotes, fisher cats, foxes. They all make weird, really weird sounds when they're excited and they drive the dogs. We also have turkeys.
Oh, that's yeah. A fun. Now they're everywhere.
Can I just shoot one of those? Or I probably can't.
I feel like the turkey population is just out of control everywhere, because I see it's not just a turkey. It's like a flock of turkeys.
Well, this
sometimes
is
25, 30 turkeys.
So this is for the one time I'm actually going to ask like the alt nutrition, alt health bros that hate watch my commentary. Like, what's the deal with a wild turkey? I don't mean the whiskey. Like
you can eat it. You can eat it.
I mean, is it going to suck, Thanksgiving, though?
Dude, we used to eat those things for Thanksgiving because the turkey population was so huge that what my dad would do is he would step outside and he'd look for a turkey in the field because there's always fucking turkeys in the field.
Oh, cool.
Blast one. And, oh, we got a turkey for Thanksgiving.
So, like, I don't have to worry about the idea that, like, this wild turkey is going to be, like, gamey and terrible compared to, like, the farm fresh.
I remember liking it
being
wild
good
turkey.
So maybe I'll do that. I mean, I'm sure that I'm not allowed to discharge a firearm within the town limits here, but maybe I could chase a turkey down with like a plastic bag and strangle it. Then we could eat it. I have to get all the feathers off.
Just tell the authorities the turkey made a threatening gesture.
Well, I'm white. I can't get away with self-defense. Maybe I'll just bring a hammer with me. I'll throw a hammer at the turkeys. It'd be like a Super Mario Brothers like character. Just like throw hammers in like an arc, and eventually you'll hit a turkey. And now dinner is served. That'd be good. You know, because meat and poultry is expensive now, especially when they keep burning down all the poultry processing places.
I almost forgot my other trash-related story, so I got back from my bike ride. I find out about all this wonderful activism that's happening, and then I go down to the river to cool off and enjoy myself, and I'm walking down there, and I see what appears to be an Antifa broad who's got a tent. She's got, like, the shaved sides, you know, the warning sign of, like, this is,
so she's,
this
she's,
is a lunatic.
She's, like, really hot, you mean? That's a joke.
No.
That's a
joke. She's not even slightly hot. She's a female human with a really fucked up hairstyle.
I know.
And she's doing yoga, right? She's doing yoga next to her tent. So I walk by, you know, pretending to.
Is this a campground or is she just like squatting on a.
It's a campground, okay. But there's also some squatting issues.
But she's just a vagrant, right? Like the tent is, that's where.
Well, here's what happened. I go down to my sitting rock in my river
my
to relax
rock.
And. And within 2 minutes, fucking police show up at this Antifa broad's tent. They've got her surrounded. EMS shows up. There's basically like public services everywhere. And they're all fat and they're all useless. And they stand around and they poke around her tent for a while. And finally, they just all leave. And she's still there.
Huh.
She's still hanging out. Story is, this is some sort of methed out squatter and she's been ranting about Ukraine, showing people her birth certificate all weekend, and obviously on drugs. And so my thing is like, well, what did the cops do? The cops showed up, stood around. They were useless. A bunch of fat EMT showed up. They were also useless. Nothing was resolved. She continued to camp there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what's the fucking point?
Because America, yeah, there's no penalty. And being like a ranting, raving, like vagrant, like is that's just fine. We just do that now.
Well, the other thing is like, I had a pool party come out this way, and I had reserved them spaces at that campground. Distinctly remember paying money, right? Yeah, and getting a little certificate, like, oh, here you go. Here's your little proof that you paid and you're supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know this bitch doesn't have any of that. Is that not grounds to, like, immediately kick them out of the campground? How does this work? Why even demand that people register and pay money if you're not going to enforce any of this stuff when you've got some lunatic left-wing meth abuser out there being crazy to the point where people are calling her into the authorities? Like, come on.
And people calling into the authorities, they don't understand that, like, this person, like, you know this person is some kind of low-level criminal. It's a quality of life issue, but we're not here for that. The authorities are not here to enforce like you having a good quality of life.
Yeah, they're not here to enforce this thing. I've got this weird hang up, right? Like, I don't want my kids stepping on needles left by drug users.
Well,
like, that's just not good.
Well, you do live in a one needle state, right? The meth head gets one needle to bite. Like she attacks you with one needle. That's just a gimme. Now she's kind of an aggressive meth head. Now we know. So that's kind of the problem there. It's a loophole. But yeah, I mean, I've been in situations like that as well. I had back when my wife and I used to rent, we had downstairs neighbors, and it became quite clear. Like, eventually we got this set of neighbors where this is where like some rich guy had just stuffed his attic, like daughter. And her, I think one of her kids and whoever else would just like straggle and all. So it was basically like, this was a little, just a hovel for like drug abusers. And there was nothing you could do about it. Like the landlord, like no matter how much they destroyed the place, because it was New York, no matter, I'm from fucking New York. New York, you can destroy the apartment totally. No one can make you leave. You can stop paying. You don't get to leave. That's true New York style landlordism. Like that's one of the things, like I don't understand. You hear about these like slumlords in the city and shit, these Jews. And then you come up like upstate where the landlord is just like some Gentile that like, because the thing was my landlord that I rented from and these people rented from, you know, he owned a business that was on that block. And so he bought a bunch of the houses around the business so that his neighborhood would, he's vetting who lives in the neighborhood of his business, right? So it's all his tenants. So this is the thing. And these people got through. You know, he had a nice, because this was a white lady, and she was some kind of, she was always doing the, what was that opiate that they used to, was it methadone? Is that what it's called?
There was methadone, and then
she was a methadone patient. And so she passed her vetting with the landlord and got in there, and then just after that, it was just like, went back to using. And these people were just crazy. And there was nothing anybody, like, you can't, like, forget about calling the cops to be like, can you get these crackheads away from me and my wife? And they're like, no. Have they done anything to you? I'm like, well, they exist and they suck and it's kind of scary. Like, I don't know when, like, I don't know when a bad thing's going to happen. Like, well, call us when the bad thing happens. Like,
well,
oh, that's very helpful.
Bite.
Thank you, officer. When the bad thing happens, when it's too late, you'll be here to come in and pick up the pieces, assuming there are any pieces left. And the landlord, like, he can't throw them out. Just, like, I can't evict somebody just for, like, being on drugs. Just because you think they're on drugs. I mean, I can evict them. But that, like, if I evict him, that's just, like, now he has, like, 8 months. Now they have, like, 8 months to just not pay me and live there. Like, they're still going to be there. Now they're just not going to be paying rent. And I'm just like, And sure enough, that's pretty much how it. I don't remember, like, we had to. I don't want to say gay-op them, but there had to be, like. Something had to be manufactured for the city to intervene. And intervene without being like, well, you know, I could just take the property from you for housing these people. And he's like, but I'm not allowed to remove them. You can't take the property from me just because, like, what am I, like, you do nothing. I never hear Jewish landlords having these problems, by the way. I think they just deal with it.
I I think that they just don't talk about it, because, I mean, I've had Jewish landlord experiences, and they will put anybody in their building as long as they pay for a while.
Yeah, I think
Jews are
stupid and greedy. I think the Jewish landlord just wouldn't just be like, oh, you got druggies moving that downstairs? Oh, well, go fuck yourself. Move. Yeah. That's probably what they
do. I'm putting some more in next door.
I'll put somebody else in your place as soon as you leave. Just get out if you don't like it.
Yeah.
That's probably the attitude they take. They don't have to deal with. Actually, I was watching. Somebody shared a TikTok video of this awful kike who was talking about he's going to buy a bunch of properties in one of the Carolinas, and how he was going to be systematically kicking existing tenants out and replacing with Section 8 tenants. Section 8, all you have to do, Section 8 is like, that's like, I don't know if it's the state or the feds are just paying the rent, and you're guaranteed it as long as the place doesn't fall into like a total state of disrepair. You can just keep collecting. Now you've got tenants, and you're not dependent on them having the agency to pay you because the state's picking up for it.
But the thing is, if you've got Section 8 tenants, you don't actually have to maintain anything because they're going to be on drugs. They don't want to interact with the authorities.
Well, that's the thing. If one of them gets a bug up their ass, you can call Section 8 in and they'll inspect the place and they start denying you your payment. I've been through this because I've known landlords in the business.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they will...
Niggers are smart enough to do this?
I don't recall. I don't know specifically who was pulling the scam or what the race was. I imagine that's a bit too advanced for them. But yeah, there's a thing where, like, if you've got broken windows, if you've got rot or mold, like basically, if you've got, that's the thing that's so funny is like the consequences of having like Section 8, like poor niggers and like drug addicts, like in your apartment, is that they're going to like, it's going to fall into these kind of situations where the kind of disrepair that's just like basic maintenance that a normal person would do, and they're not going to do it, A, because they don't own the place, and B, because they have these other problems that have made them who they are. So you got to hope that it doesn't get inspected, or you got to try to throw them out of there. Of course, I can't find that video now, but it was really funny. Yeah, I'm going to buy these 100 houses. I don't want the multifamily units, just the single houses. And the Section 8 in North Carolina is $1,200 a month, so what I'll be doing is I'll be removing existing tenants and replacing the Section 8. Because usually, like, a landlord that's not a Jew, they don't want the Section 8.
Right.
They don't want that. I've known plenty of goy, small-time landlords. They own, like, a two-family unit somewhere, and it's like, they think they're going to earn extra money, but basically now they just have a weekend job of fixing things around there, because stuff always breaks. And it's like getting a tenant in your two-family unit that's just not there to destroy the place, or that gives a fuck enough to not, like, I don't want to live in squalor, so I'm not going to destroy this place for spite. Like, that's like winning the lottery, like getting a good tenant in these places. So I've known these guys that have had to put up with this kind of shit.
I'm sure that's how my landlord feels, because he doesn't have to actually fix stuff. Oh, the furnace is out? Oh, well, Alex will put in a new circuit board.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically the tenant everybody wants. Like, something broke, and you think, like, you're the kind of tenant that, like, changes the lock so the landlord can't get in, right? And then, like, you fix your own stuff. That's what they want. The worst kind of tenant is the one that changes the locks but then breaks things. Heard about that as well. Ugh.
Yeah, just out of sight, out of mind. I like my current relationship with that entire situation.
Yeah.
It's like we secure 6 months of rent. We won't have to even talk to each other.
Yeah.
Forget I exist. I'll just be over here in my little corner of the world with my meth tent next door.
A meth tent next door that no one can do anything about.
Yeah, nobody can do anything about it. This reminds me of the stuff like in Uvalde. Like, so the sheriff down there, I guess everybody's really mad, but nothing is going to happen. There's like no administrative punishments, no. Anything like that. Just
no. He was sorry. Sworn, he's a city councilman now. He was wonderful. The police chief, and he was sworn in as city councilman. I believe I could double check that, but it's like, no, there's no consequences for this guy. This is a democracy. What are you, crazy? The people voted him in. You can't just get mad at him on the job. If you don't like him, you got to vote against him next time he comes around. Oh, and he was just sworn in into a new office, by the way. Uvalde police chief, city council. Ask Jeeves. I'm asking Jeeves for that. Yeah. Uvalde, CISD police chief. Sworn in as city council member. This is from last Wednesday. Peter Arredondo, the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Police Chief. Oh, so he's just this Huh, school district police chief. I've never heard of that. Who was the incident commanding commander during Robb Elementary School shooting, was sworn in as city council member on May 31st. Out of respect for the families who buried their children today and who are planning to bury their children the next few days, no ceremony was held, Mayor Don McLaughlin said in a statement.
How does that work? So you've got like a school district police chief?
Yeah, that's kind of a weird way to...
I did see that the school district, like the board, decided that they weren't going to penalize them for anything. That headline was floating around somewhere. I mean, why would you?
Right? Yeah, what are you supposed to do? What's he supposed to do? Well, I mean, listen, we had a mass shooting. We're going to push for gun control. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Oh, man, Mike's not here to make mad about that. I had gun stuff I was going to say. You won't get mad. It's no fun.
I remember that argument, and I was like, I don't really care one way or the other about this.
See? Well, I was gonna do like a sort of a LARPy, not really that LARPy, actually just recognizing history and what the Second Amendment stuff, because I hate the discussion on it, as usual. Like, the people having the debate are stupid, and nobody's... Well, I guess the left is honest about their designs. They just don't want you to have the gun. They're like, you don't need that. What do you need that for? And I'm just sitting here like, what do I need 11 flying Vs for? I still have them. You don't get to tell me what I need.
They do weird stuff with that. Like, yeah. why do you need all these guns and all of this ammunition? Like, why do you need all those shoes? Like, why do you need any consumer items?
It's just fuck you. It's like, I just want them. But, like, the real answer to the question is, like, the purpose of the... I'm going to go out on a limb... And I'm going to make up something about the history of this country. Maybe I'm wrong. But the purpose of the Second Amendment wasn't so that you could defend yourself from, like, niggers and criminals. Because at the time, all the niggers were, like, in chains and shit. So they weren't really a threat. You're right. They're all slaves. Whatever. You don't have that problem. My opinion on the Second Amendment and every citizen being armed is because I'm thinking it was sort of a cautionary thing. The people who just made this gay country and its gay constitution, they had just sort of like watched a lot of people they knew like lose everything in a revolution, in a little war, where they decided they didn't like the ruling government anymore, and they were going to send some young men, some young farmers out to like shoot at them until the government didn't rule this place anymore. And I think they left like the Second Amendment there to be like, in case you need to do this again. Maybe that's
my understanding.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's a little like...
However, I think in the current scheme of things, the way this works is,
yeah.
I live in an anarchist hellhole,
yeah.
And if I desire firearms for the inevitable violence, it's going to just break out spontaneously somewhere around me, that should be accepted. That's just where we are. We have mass shooting realism, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, they want to take that away because they don't want you not liking the government and... They want you to be powerless. Like, that's part of they would rather, instead of having the anarcho-tyranny, just have tyranny. Like, right now, it's circumstantial. Like, okay, you go out, white guy, and you get brutalized by a black. And either you just get brutalized by the black, and that's, or you defend yourself successfully, and now you can be incarcerated for defending yourself. It's like, that's sort of okay. And
you got to do the tyranny first, and then you can do the anarchism. You can't do anarchism and then do the tyranny.
Yeah,
I think that's the crucial difference here. Like, you look at states like Australia and Britain, where they got rid of the guns before they had all of the massive immigration.
Yeah,
before things went to shit.
Yeah,
now it's like, fuck you. No, I'm going to keep my guns. They have guns. These niggers and other and the cartels, they've all got guns. Why should I give mine up?
Yeah.
Maybe if you had kept them out, you would have had an argument. You could be like, what do you need guns? This is a very peaceful country. Nothing goes wrong here. There's no real violence. There's not many criminals. Then you would have an argument, right?
Right. Hold on.
But they didn't do that.
Let's stop the video right here. New video. And, I was thinking about all that kind of stuff. And I started going down the wrong path. I was like, I don't get, why don't Republicans just, like, support, like, these new gun controls? Like, they should, I was thinking, like, there's no one to stop them from doing it. There would really have no, there would be no political backlash if suddenly Republicans just helped the Democrats ban guns. Like, because like, there's every issue that Republican politicians have, like, even if they betray their supposed stances on it, their voters just say, well, the other option's even worse, so I'll just keep voting for them. So that's my theory somewhat. But then I remembered, like, well, the reason they're not going to do that is Republicans have to be seen as winning on something. So if the Republicans can win on these gun rights, like we always talk about, like you've got the right to own these guns, just not use them. As long as they protect that right for you to own the guns, then there's something tangible you can say they are better than the Democrats. I'll never abandon them. I have to vote you.
Branding. I think it's yeah. like the pickup trucks and the American flag in the back of the pickup right. truck. Like this is part of the branding, man. Right. You were pro AR-15.
Right. If they go against that, then there's really no reason to ever support them, sort of.
Yeah. Then you lose the brand differentiation. Yeah. Now you're the same as Pepsi Cola.
Because you're both gay. You both love black people. You have different levels of loving Mexican immigrants because you've got people that are anti-immigration, but then you've also got people that want cheap labor and you want to be able to afford your lettuce. So it's basically the two. They're both pretty much anti-union. Although I guess the Democrats pay more lip service to the unions. They take their money, but the unions are so corrupt. I don't know.
What's left of the unions, though?
Just basically people that pay dues to corrupt gangsters who then funnel political donations to currently the Democrat Party. I mean, the unions are basically, they've been turned into a force for keeping white men out of the job as much as they can.
I think that's one of the things I saw with the John Deere plant that's being relocated is it was unionized. And that's always the argument that you'll hear from conservatives of, well, if it wasn't for the union, they wouldn't have had to outsource. You see these lazy unions that just keep bidding up wages and making it too expensive for the companies to keep them. So that's why they had to go overseas. That's why they had to go here or there.
Yeah, Soul Man had a comment on it previously. I remember when NAFTA shills were selling the notion that John Deere was going to do great by exporting to Mexico. It's a loss on nine out of 10 industries. But John Deere, now that same plant is moving production to Mexico, in an email sent to Waterloo employees, John Deere announced that production of all cabs, welding, and assembly for current and future products will move to Mexico. And then he posted, how old is this article? Is this, Thursday. Now I'm getting MSN news. Which is worse, MSN news or Yahoo news? They both have their own, like, wrapper around the HTML. So you've got their dumb, like, toolbar thing, like, getting in the, I don't even know which website I'm on here. John Deere says, and during the next 18 months, they'll evaluate how the move will affect staffing levels consistent with contractual terms and HR practice. So are they giving you like the false choice? Like, oh, we're moving. You can come too. What, you want to relocate with us to Mexico? We'll keep your staff on hand. Oh, that's basically all it is.
You'll like it down here. The cartels, they actually enforce some sort of primitive rule of law, unlike where you're from.
Moving from Iowa to Mexico. That's America. I love capitalism. Capitalism is great, guys. I don't know how like TRS can ever like allow all these leftists to come into the movement who just hate capitalism. And you would shit on a company for moving its operations from Iowa to Mexico. Well, I mean, it's more profitable to be there. It's more efficient. What do you want? Those people work for less.
Yeah,
that's just capitalism. And hey, all those people that are going to lose their jobs, them's the breaks, buckos. What do you want? You want a check from the government now? You're going to be a bunch of socialists now that you have no job? Now that you have no bootstraps left to pull on, what do you want, Uncle? Oh, you probably want Uncle Sam to go, you ungrateful bastards. You should have been saving up for this day. You should have been learning to code. You should maybe you should go work for Caterpillar. You can work on their tractors. Oh, what's that? Oh, there's no. You'd have to relocate. Oh, geez, what do you want? You want American capitalism to just come to you? You want to just set up shop on your doorstep so you can just get out of bed? Stroll across the yard into your new job, your new cushy job, your union job working for Caterpillar because John Deere left? Who do you think you are? Some kind of communist.
You know what the best feature about American capitalism is? It doesn't matter which industry it is. Probably you're going to get used to the idea of just relocating every so often. You're going to have to be like a nomad.
And that's the thing that libertarians used to like champion. You should just be ready to. You should be ready to travel and just like upend everything your entire life to follow this job around if you want it. Like that's what you should do. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do that, there was just like that's the other thing they would do. Like if you don't want to do that, there's just a magical like pile of skills, and you can go grab some more skills.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
And then
yeah.
there's this, then magically those skills will be towards this job, this new job that's available. Even though the fact that something like a John Deere factory closing up and moving to Mexico might mean that the entire urban area that grew up around that factory might now have nothing to do. Right? Like our friend John Fetterman in the poorest town in Pennsylvania. Like, there's a steel mill and then that's it.
Yeah. Well, or it could be like the town I live next to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Businesses relocate and it just becomes depopulated and that's fine.
That's just, but that's,
I mean, we're just reallocating those labor resources somewhere yeah. else. Also, it frees you up to do intellectual things, right?
It does do
like
that.
Like if your factory shuts down, well, that frees you up to do stuff that really uses your brain more and allows you to express yourself, be more creative.
Yeah, you could go move into a meth tent and like do philosophy. The philosophy meth tent. That's what I'm going to call this episode. Philosophy meth tent. I didn't take any notes, but I will write that down. I think I'll do meth hyphen tent, because otherwise it doesn't look fair. Philosophy meth tent. It's a good episode yeah. title.
And then you can have a bunch of fat police officers standing around looking at you with their arms crossed. Before they go back to sniping motorists at the local speed trap. Because that's what they do when they're not being useless somewhere else, is they tax motorists who are trying to drive to work.
You might have been going too fast.
And if there's a school shooting, well, they'll stand around and keep you from going in and stopping the shooting.
If there's a school shooting in the aftermath, maybe they'll go around the community looking to take guns away from people who had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, right.
Look at the red flag laws going.
Fucking useless country.
Not the niggers, though. We're not gonna go searching through the homes of niggers for guns. They're just.
But yeah, I don't think you can push this gun control stuff when you've got out of control black crime. I don't think you can find anybody really willing to get on board with that. Like, no, well, there's already a war happening over there in Chicago. The whole country is basically at war with itself. Why would I ever want to give up a firearm right now?
Oh God, David Hogg is trending because he had words with Marjorie Taylor Greene on Twitter. I can't handle that much cringe. There's no way I can read that. There's no way I can survive David Hogg arguing with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Just give those two pistols and have them duel it out.
But they have to hold the pistols backwards, and each one has to shoot. It's a race to see who can blow your own brains out faster. I'm trying to find.
Is anybody still following David Hogg? Is he still relevant? Is there anybody that actually wants to listen to that kid? Does anybody remember who he was?
Every time one of these things happens, like I kind of see him like Twitter trend, but I don't know if it's real or not. Like, I don't know if anybody actually cares. I don't see any of the other ones. Like, whatever happened to that weird little bisexual Gobelina with the bald head?
I know who you're talking about.
Did she like grow out of the phase? Like, is she just a girl now? Like, that would be funny if she was just like a Latinx girl.
Maybe she's in the meth tent.
She might be in the meth tent. She looked like
maybe she's down
she
by
looked
the river.
Like she was
tent.
On the road to the meth tent. Those pictures of her. Yeah, so this reminds me. Oh, God, the Daily Beast. This is in... What is Trumpland? I guess that's just like a category of... So Roger Sullenberger, he's a political reporter at Daily Beast.
Oh, this guy.
And he writes, Blake Masters blames gun violence on black people, frankly.
Yeah, this is the Wow Just Wow article.
Arizona
it's actually
Senate
worth
candidate.
Digging into this.
Yeah. The Arizona Senate candidate has a unique theory about why there's gun violence. It's a very unique theory. Oh, no. Register. I'm not subscribing to you. I guess I'm going to have to archive that. I'm going to have to archive this article. Or I'm going to have to turn off all my scripts so they can't do that to me. I already have scripts turned off. How do they defeat my scripts? How do they do that? Interesting. I'm able to... access it now. Anyway, well, let's see what we can do. Tech investor in Arizona Republican state hopeful Blake Masters acknowledges that United States has a gun violence problem, but he also has a theory about why there's a problem. It's black people, frankly. Masters boiled the issue down on April 11th in an April 11th interview. So this is months ago. On the Jeffrey Orovitz show podcast, telling hosts that we do have a gun violence problem in this country, and it's gang violence. It's people in Chicago, St. Louis shooting each other. Very often, you know, black people, frankly. And the Democrats don't want to do anything about that. It's unclear why Masters, who has pushed the baseless Great replacement conspiracy theory narrative. Felt compelled to single out black people. Can you think of any reason why he would be compelled to point that out? Single out black people.
I mean, there's so much in this article. The thing I thought was interesting is he goes on this tangent about ghost guns for some reason. Because I guess Masters had said something about being opposed to banning that kind of stuff. And let's see, ghost guns aren't just built and owned by technocrats to be appreciated as physical instantiations of political theory. They're also on the rise among criminals, including a gang activity, according to officials of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Blah, blah, blah. Fresh police data vice published this week.
Doesn't the ATF just hand guns out to these criminals? Like, they just drop some off. Like, here's some guns we seized from somewhere else, niggers. Have fun.
So this writer goes off on this entire, like, tangent, this red herring chase about the ghost guns. Like, what the fuck does that have to do with black crime? Nothing. Did you just find an excuse to get off the black crime issue?
I mean, right here, he's like, most Americans just want to stop obsessing about race all the time. The left's biggest tool in their toolkit is divide people on the basis of race, and that's really messed up. Like, why would you divide violence up by race, sir? Like, which do you actually believe? Now he's trying to appeal to big normie again. We're all just big normie. It doesn't matter what color normie you are. There's one big normie, and I'm here to represent you in the Senate. Republicans frequently cite urban gang violence, most often in Chicago, and attempts to tap out of the gun control debate. I mean...
But you guys tapped out completely with the nigger crime thing.
Yeah,
you're in a permanent state of being tapped out on that one.
Yeah, you basically use the gun debate to tap out of the nigger crime. I mean, basically, what is urban gang violence? That's black people. That's mutual combat. Like, what are you talking about?
You know what's interesting, though? It's not actually so much the gang violence. You could have fact-checked them on that. It's really not gang violence. It's just random individual niggers popping off.
Yeah.
They're not even in a gang.
While the redirections are often as misleading as they are cliche. All right, so this, like, misleading is like a fact check on Ted Cruz article from the New York Times. And the cliche is a USA Today story, Uvalde, Texas, Greg Abbott guns shooting Chicago gun control. So God knows. Well, it's cliche. It's cliche to talk about Chicago because Chicago is just like the gun violence capital of the country. So, like, and no one's doing anything about it. So you can't just say that that's cliche. That's like, that reminds me of something like, oh, you got anything else? That's just old stuff. That's old. Who cares? It's like, well, it's old because it's never been addressed and it's never been put away. Like, it's just the truth.
In before Chicago, in before New York, in before Atlanta.
So you can't in before any major
American city.
Like, stop in beforeing actual problems. Like, instead of in beforeing, how about you stop? How about you solve them? Oh, we're not solving those problems. Yeah, you're right. Then there's this ghost gun shit. After pinning gun violence on gangs and black people and saying falsely the Democratic administrations don't want to do anything about gang shootings, the Stanford educated libertarian went on to complain to Orovitz that gun control efforts targeted law-abiding people like you and me. It's just so tiresome. But it doesn't matter because they're not taking guns away. It's just,
Democrats don't like the Second Amendment, he said, because it frankly blocks a lot of their plans for us. An unhinged, fact-free statement that liberal officials have cooked up a plot to physically force conservatives to comply with some unarticulated, maleficent regime would have been baited by fears that a constitutionally endowed populace will shoot them if they try. Well, in a roundabout way, though, like, he is correct. You get disarmed and then just become victimized by gun-toting niggers.
Yeah. And the only lie to it is the conservatives are never going to take up the arms to prevent the maleficent regime from doing its unarticulated fears to them. It's like, that's the only lie to it.
Well, it's like, you could articulate what's going to be done to you, but actually you can't because you're a Republican. You're not allowed to say that.
No, you're not allowed. That's
not allowed to come out and say that's about that's letting what a, that's niggers what a, shoot you in the street.
That's what appealing to these people is recognizing why won't you go along the facts that you're not allowed to say these things? Stop saying the things we're not allowed to say, then we can win. So, yeah. Well, it's not immediately clear what Mass was referring to, but the riff appears to be a nod at Prop 47, which California voters passed at the state, not city level. That's his in before. He says cities are legalizing crime, claiming you can't get arrested if you smash someone's window to take a purse or an iPhone. So he's saying that's not a city level, that's a state level law. That's recruit. 8 years ago, Prop 47 coalition Democrats, along with libertarians like Masters, who wanted to roll back felony punishment for lesser offenses, including property crimes like shoplifting. Prop 47 didn't legalize crime, but reclassified certain felonies as misdemeanors. But after the recent rise in property crimes, such as smash and grab robberies, most Californians support tougher sentencing laws, including overhauling parts of... So, in that paragraph, you're saying that he's full of shit, but then you're saying, like, actually everybody agrees with him, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's true.
Like, I don't think they agree with him. There was a rise in crime, actually.
It's like, yeah, like, everything happened. Everything happened. It's just, like, everything he said is true, and California, they're going to overhaul Prop 47 now. It's like, is it going to take another 8 years?
It should just be fact check. I don't like what he's saying. That's the fact.
No one should have to have this level of debate in this country. Only when you have people with names like, what's this guy's name? Sollenberger.
The thing that I find interesting about the article, though, is you've got the clickbait title about it being black people, mm-hmm. and then he manages to pretty much sidestep that entire issue throughout the rest of the stuff he writes down. Everything else is like, we go off on a tangent about ghost guns and Prop 47 and this, that, and the other, and we're just going to step over the whole looming black homicide thing.
That's just racism. I've lost access to the article. The JavaScript is on to me.
Yeah, I lost it too. But it's okay. There really wasn't that much more to it.
If I scroll...
I mean, there's a lot of the usual strategy of like, well, he's got connections to Peter Thiel, or he's adjacent to MAGA, or, you know. They had something in there about how V-Dare or someone supports him.
Yeah, V-Dare mentioned him. Of course they did. They're appealing to normies.
Yeah.
A lot of tweets about him. A lot of anger. It's funny that, like, I don't know. Arizona GOP say candidate Blake Masters blames America's gun problem on black people, frankly. Is there any, like... I'm not really seeing any... See, this guy... These things don't work. So this guy, his name is Old Man Lefty. He tweets it out, and he says, I see it a bit differently. What do you think he's going to tweet, Alex?
Let me see. Oh.
Who are these people? People who have never, ever, ever done any violence or mass shootings. That's precisely the point, sir. Those are people that want to own guns because they understand that they understand the initial intention the founding fathers had, which was like, one day you're going to have to take up arms against your government again because governments all suck. Even though that's like libertarian, like red, white, blue.
The thing is, when you post photos like that, the only people that works on are enraged libtards, people that are already lunatics.
Like if you see,
I don't think anyone in America sees that photo of like a little girl with a handgun, with ear protection, and safety glasses on, and thinks to themselves, "Oh God, that's dangerous."
Well, anyone who sees it's another case of you see it, it's for you. If you see that and you're scared, good, you should be. That means you have ill will in your heart towards those people, and they have the means to protect themselves from your evil soul, and they should have that. Like that's like this Old Man Lefty. Like you, I hope that every time you think about nice white families that all know how to handle firearms, and it keeps you awake at night shivering. I hope you're scared because you should.
I mean, because what are you really scared of here? Are you scared they might use that handgun to defend themselves against some violent nigger that's broken in their house? Like what? What's going on?
It means that those people can't be like, they can't be hogtied and beaten into going to drag your kid to Pride.
Yeah.
Those people have a line of defense against their children being raped by faggots like Old Man Lefty. And that's unacceptable.
These types of people who would protest an event like that, they wouldn't shoot anyone, but they might actually protest it. Yeah, I don't know.
I see
this gun control stuff just sort of.
Oh shit! Tulsa Massacre. Forgot about that. Somebody's tweeting about Tulsa Massacre in here. deputized.
Did not hit like a level of saturation with this stuff.
No, that's. I think they've given up on it. Nobody really talks about Tulsa anymore. Like they tried and they tried and they. I don't know if it was the pandemic response. Like I don't know if it was like the lockdown stuff to prevent it, or if they just found nothing and they just let it go. Because I remember looking for updates on it, and there were no updates in the news other than we're gonna start digging over here next week, and then like there was
I think they were obviously angling for it, and then all of the other current things happened.
There's nothing ever worked out. There was an unmarked grave that was just an unmarked grave because they were just like poor niggers who didn't pay for a grave.
Yeah,
but they were not. You know, they didn't find anything. So.
Yeah, it got pushed into the bottom of the pile of current things.
Yeah, because there actually was a mass shooting on the anniversary of it in Tulsa. This nigger went around shooting up a hospital or something.
That's right.
Yeah, he murdered his back surgeon or something. Surgeon of some sort, because he had back pain in the aftermath of whatever surgery he had, and he just shot him and God knows who else. I didn't read the story, but it's like, that's funny. It's like, and I forgot about Tulsa myself. Otherwise, I would have made that connection. Like, hey, this guy is here's a real race massacre in Tulsa. This nigger shot a bunch of white people. Finally, they have one. So,
I don't know. Arrested after allegedly threatened.
I don't know.
It looks like they arrested some other person for threatening to do a shooting at a Tulsa hospital.
Well, that's a fucking improvement. Someone threatens to do a shooting and you arrested them? That's great. Bravo.
Well,
can we get more of that?
Well, they arrested a guy for threatening to shoot up a hospital. Can you guess the race?
Definitely white. His race is QAnon.
Yeah.
Was he a white guy?
Yeah, he was white.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
So that you're allowed to arrest him if he's white.
That's like a new... Normally, they would just wait for that guy to actually do his shooting so they could use him for propaganda. Maybe this guy wasn't previously known to the FBI, so they're just getting to know him now. He'll be released and he'll be groomed into doing a shooting later on.
They found him.
Yeah. They found him, they'll work on him. He'll be kidnapping Gretchen Whitmer by the year's end. Just give them a little time with the guy to handle.
So the thing about this other shooting though, the hospital shooting, the original one, not the one that this guy was allegedly planning. He had bought those guns that day, I think. I believe he had bought the AR-15 and the pistol, and then just drives straight from the gun shop to the hospital.
Bitching.
Let's see. He blamed Dr. Phillips for the ongoing pain following the surgery.
How do you pay for the surgery?
So he killed somebody because of back pain.
Did he have free health care because he's black? Can I have free health care?
Yeah, I believe he killed a black surgeon, too.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I just pretty
assumed,
sure.
I just assumed that like something. Well, there you go. I mean, you get a black surgeon. Like, yeah, and it hurts.
Of course, he bought a 40 caliber pistol because he's black. Did they ever not buy 40s?
How do you carry a 40 caliber in your pocket? Isn't 40 like a huge? Aren't those big
40 rounds in there?
Wait, I thought a 40 cal was like those big like guns like from World War II.
Like you shoot planes. With... Man, it's only 15 rounds. It probably did more damage to that 40.
Let me look at something. I always thought... Dude. Oh, wow, 40 cal is a pistol. I always thought there were those big field guns. I thought they were like artillery. They fire shells like 30 miles away. Why would you shoot shells when you got perfectly good bullets? Like seashells.
This is the doctor. This is the Preston Phillips.
Yeah, dude, what? This doesn't make any sense, bro. Look at this massive piece of artillery. That's a 50 caliber. Why is that so much bigger than the 40 caliber? Is there a 50 caliber pistol I can get? Doesn't make any sense. Why does that one look like a stormtrooper? This is like from Star. This gun's from Star Wars / World War II. I don't know. Doing that, I don't know anything about guns.
So
and
this
out here
this
work.
Doctor, I guess, used to do stuff in Africa. Like he would travel to Africa to do
rape.
Some sort of charity work. Well, how ironic!
So which,
he was scheduled to go on another mission to Togo.
Which one's the doctor? The one on the right, the older guy, or the?
I think it's the one on the right, the older guy.
Huh. So this wasn't a racial shooting. It was just, well, it was black on black violence.
It was just black. Just black shooting.
Because you're black.
I mean, you go to a black doctor and your problem's not resolved. And, I mean, come on, what did you expect?
Well, this is how you solve problems in the black community, right? It's just like, they have a final solution for everything.
I think they were also running with some narrative about how the police were much faster in their response than they were in Uvalde. Like they actually went in there and stopped a shooter.
That's fair. I mean, look what they did in Uvalde.
Probably they had more white police there. I don't know. Wow. That was the 1st of June. Wow. June has been off to a crazy start.
Oh, right. Are the hearings starting in primetime tonight? The January 6th? Is that starting today or is that next week? Is that, they were talking about that on Fast the Nation 500 over the weekend. I just saw a story about a January 6th rioter came up in the feed here on MSN. Did you hear about that? They're going to do these farcical hearings about the January 6th attack on our democracy, and they're making sure they're televised. They're starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, so they're putting them in primetime TV because they want people to tune in and watch. Like, I don't see.
They're going to do like this farcical public show trial.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. Like, why do you really want the entire public to tune in and watch like your show trial? Because you know this isn't.
I don't think it's going to go well for you.
Yeah, I don't think it's like these Jews have just lost control of so many things. We've said this several times. It's not just science fiction. Like on every level, the people that are managing visual media, moving pictures, whether it's news or television or film. They've just lost their touch. They don't know how to do this correctly anymore. Like, they're doing things that are, like, directly off-putting to the people you want to be able to convince, you know? You're only going to get, like, the people that already believe you are going to watch that and be like, yes, queen, give it to them. Because in the end, it's not like you're going to roll up Trump and Giuliani at the end of these hearings. That's not on the table. So it's like, you're just going to roll up these average citizens. And no one's going
to
like
it. I think they also underestimate that the average like so-called normie conservative in this country, do kind of think that the election was stolen, that they agree with the January 6th protesters, all of that.
Well,
and now
are
you going to show up? You're going to have these guys and these people are ever January 6th that were essentially, I mean, aside from being completely on the Trump train, relatively normal, I guess. They're relatable at least.
Well, yeah, this is the big normie conservative. Like, they don't disagree with you, lefties or Jews and on the premise that like democracy is under attack. They just think you attack democracy. They want democracy too. They just want Trump democracy. Like, they're not trying to overthrow the government. They just want their rightful voting result back. So it's really like it's like a Coke or Pepsi argument. And they're trying to turn it into, like, they're not terrorists. They don't want to tear the system down. They think that the system can work for them. That's why they're not revolutionaries. That's why they're not terrorists. That's why they're not what you make them out to be. They're not a threat.
So you're putting this on screen, and you're showing this to a country that has just sat through 2 years, well, of continuing black violence, right?
Yeah.
Like, just unrestrained, unfettered, just blacks out there blasting each other in the streets, blasting everyone around them, getting away with it, getting out on bail. And what, we're supposed to clutch our pearls and send these January 6th protesters to prison for the rest of their lives? Seriously?
I mean, they've successfully framed this up as it's just a partisan issue. Like, you tried to have this, like, you've basically got, like, Republican voters are going to be diehard in favor of these people. They're not going to see this the way you want them to, no matter what you do, ever. Because they're not anti-system. Because they're it's the same as when you try to call a Republican racist. No, I'm not. It's because they're actually not racist. They're conservatives. They're race blind. They want to be. It's like these people don't want to walk into the hallowed halls of the Capitol building and besmirch its fucking existence with ill will. They want to be a part of the system and they feel it failed them in some way. So they went in there they don't even know what they went in there for. They went in there because Trump told them to. And they did not. We've seen the famous videos of it was a laugh riot when it happened. They stayed between the velvet ropes as they walked through the what do they call that? The rotunda. America, it's like you don't have a rotund. You have to walk through the rotund.
Yeah.
The ropes of the rotund. Well, of the rotund.
Over so, the weekend, we had 13 mass shooting. Well, 13 people killed and multiple mass shootings.
It's a slow weekend. Over the weekend. It's a slow weekend, only weekend. 13.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't slow a holiday weekend. Or anything, so. I mean, I guess all of you was a
you're
holiday.
You're going to... contrast these two things of, oh my God, they trespassed in our sacred halls of democracy. Oh my gee, what about your cities? Are your cities allowed to just be open air war zones now? Is that fine?
I think that is democracy. A space that's been taken over by blacks where you can't safely travel to and fro, and you have a walkable city, but you could also just get mugged and killed. It's just democracy. This is what democracy looks like. This is when the third world is invited to come in and just be a part of it. And Jews get to ensconce themselves in whatever gated area they have till they just extract obscene profits out of all of it. Along with me, my Pfizer. I'm extracting Pfizer obscene profits. Obscene profits. I should check my account.
Pfizer stocks.
Oh, I don't know. It's not about the stock, man. It's about the divvies.
Oh, they're up today.
Are they up today? That's the thing. I never look at my account, so I don't know how that's doing. If I look at the account, I might panic, or I might get the idea to like sell everything because, you know.
Wait a minute. They're opening a job in Kalamazoo County. They're going to create 250 jobs. So they're better than John Deere.
Wow. That is some ethical capitalism, creating American jobs. Pfizer. I wonder if you have to be jabbed to work at Pfizer. Like, no, we don't require that. That'd be awesome. It's like, is it a don't get high on your own supply situation, or is it a I'm not just a president, I'm also a client situation? How do they run their growth? Shit.
It looks like their stock went up after they announced some sort of, oh my God, it's like a 3-dose vaccine for
fuck
children
yeah.
under 5. What the fuck?
It's like the vaccine extra value meal. Just keep coming back.
I don't know. I don't see how a parent could possibly get on board. Especially these people, too, that were getting vaccinated when they're pregnant. It's like, come on now.
Oh, yeah, let me pause this.
Do you really trust?
Hold on. There, see, you start talking about vaccines. I had to stop the video. File side. No, go ahead. No, I know what you mean. People who took it are having miscarriages, all kinds of shit. It's fucking crazy.
Well, no,
it's fucking
crazy. I don't even go into that territory. I don't give a shit about the specifics of what particular side effects somebody's having. But what I'm saying is that the idea that the pharmaceutical industry mm-hmm. comes out with a new product, brand new, and you're going to sign up to be first in line for this, even as a pregnant woman or as a you give it to your child, like. What are you smoking crack? Do you really think that a novel product is not going to have some sort of unforeseen consequences?
I don't think these people who like got excited for this product considered anything that has anything to do with health when they went in for it. I think it really was all about a virtue signal. It's like, I am going to do my part. You know, we can do it by war bonds kind of thing, where I'm going to go get this shot because it's going to help protect me and it's going to help protect everyone around me. And I'm going to be able to be like an obnoxious person that said I did my part and you should too. I can set an example for people that are skeptical. It's disgusting. It was a, you know, psychological operations for you. And I said it from the beginning, like if they put a product out to try to do this, it's going to be barely hit or miss at best. There's going to be side effects.
I thought this would be a common sense position. Just look at the batting average of the pharmaceutical industry. Anytime there's a new medical breakthrough, everybody gets excited, and then class action lawsuits within 5 years, something like that.
Well, that's like drugs for things that aren't really that fucking serious, right? Like diet pills and shit, or blood pressure medication. They think they make a breakthrough, and it's a breakthrough for some people, but for others. It's like a stroke or a heart attack. So, like, how are you gonna like? It was so ridiculous because, like, okay, COVID-19, if it has the structure of a cold or a flu, that just means you're not gonna be able to vaccinate it. You're just not gonna be able to. But they're gonna come out and they're gonna tell you they did it, and if you take it, you're an idiot, or you're making a very calculated risk that, like, I'm going to survive the side effects of this thing, so I can get on with my life. Like, I understand people have done that. And yeah, most people, that's what most people did. People didn't want to, but they're like, is this really, because that's the thing that was like a disconnect. I know I was like trolling people about it over the weekend, but like the disconnect really and truly is most people don't look into their like inalienable right to like the control of their own bodily autonomy. They just don't care. They're kind of like, they're weighing other, they're like not standing on principle. They're standing on their principle. Like, I need to go to work. There's no way for me to support myself if I don't get this. Like, it's like if you don't get the shot, you're like throwing yourself into the libertarian scenario. Like, well, just get new skills. Just relocate. Right. Well, just follow John Deere to Mexico. Just go to, you know. And
the other thing is just look at the average American, what they already put in their bodies. I mean, if you're not part of a potentially vulnerable population, like a pediatric or a pregnant woman, look at what you generally do with yourself.
Seed oils. You suck them down.
Yeah, seed oils, potato chips, McDonald's. Is the vaccine any worse than McDonald's?
Oh, no. Now you're going to start that's a whole new hornet's nest right there.
What's worse, the seed oils or the vaccine?
God, that is really tough. What is worse, the fucking McDonald's or the vaccine? I don't know.
Well, I think we do have data on this. I think that in general, what's worse for being an American is just being an American.
Well, the thing about McDonald's, though, is you need like a daily booster for it to really take its toll on you. It's not like you just eat McDonald's once and now I'm going to die. And it's not even like I'm going to have a booster every 3 months. Like, that's my level of McDonald's involvement. I might have it once every 3 months. I'll have a quarterly McDonald's booster. Because
that was,
you know,
the other thing is that they were talking about the impossible meat, and I had the opinion of,
I know,
well,
I saw that. That was a good one.
Look at Americans. Is that really any worse at this point?
Are you not getting the proper protein amino acids or whatever the fuck? Right? Are you really like, this is really gonna be a step down from you, from the Funyuns?
Are you winning, son?
That's so mean. It's so funny. Health in this country is a nightmare. That's why people get on that seed oil stuff and everything else, because health in this country is a fucking total nightmare. People are so fat and disgusting everywhere you go. Somebody posted a picture once, like, what happened? Like, this picture's from the 70s. What happened? Like, everybody's hot. Everybody looks good. It was like a photo of a beach from, it's like, shit, man. Seed oils happen.
My parents grew up and they did not know a single fat person at their entire high school.
The fat person was weird.
There's none.
It was weird to be the fat kid.
They didn't even have a fat person.
Oh,
there wasn't a fat kid.
I thought everybody had one token fat kid, like, allocated to their school, so they would, like,
when I was growing up, there were fat people.
Yeah.
But when you saw one, you're like, oh, that's a fat person.
It's like, wow. And compared to now, they weren't that fat.
Yeah, no, they were.
Like, I'm probably an 80s fat person, and I'm not very fat. I have a little bit of a beer gut on me that I've given up on.
Oh, yeah, because that reminds me, there was the Stephen King, the fucking clown movie, It. So they had an adaptation of this, and I think it was '90s, maybe early '90s, and they had a fat kid, but the fat kid by today's standards would have been skinny.
It's like he's just stocky.
Yeah, he wasn't really fat; he was just heavyset. Remember that word, heavyset? Oh, yeah, it's a heavyset person.
Heavyset, stocky, big bones. Yeah. Nobody has big bones. Remember that, Cope?
Yes, the big bone.
So, you know, you get your big bones in, like, your big bones are in the McRib.
Yeah.
You keep scarfing those down. That's the big boned. Yeah, I don't know. So here's a story about somebody who was killed by a bear. Maybe it says sloth bear, but it just looks like a black bear. But then I go further, like, there's a couple from India. It's like, why are you giving me news about people in India getting eaten by bears? I want to know about Pennsylvania, New Jersey niggas getting their trash eaten by bears. Bear be like, who need they trushy ate? I do.
It's a one trash bag state. You got to give the bear one bag of trash every day. It's his free bag.
I need to complete my little trash shed that I built. It's a trash cage right now.
What if you just buy the bear something to eat?
Like, you like the Loch Ness Monster?
Just feed him McDonald's or something.
So you just give him treat fitty?
Give him impossible meat.
Give the bear McDonald's every day till it dies of diabetes. That could work.
I bet you would actually get arrested for animal cruelty, like no joke.
Not if nobody says anything.
But see, then shut. You could do a whole like book and media thing about how McDonald's is so bad. If you give it to animals, you'll be charged with animal cruelty.
What if I gave the bear COVID vaccines? We could do that. Give the black bear COVID vaccines. Give it a booster.
They get COVID?
I don't care. They can get the vaccine and they can have a fucking blood clot and a stroke and die and stop eating my garbage. That would work.
See, I have to do the same thing. It's not the bears around here, though. It's like cats and raccoons and just random shit. I can't keep my trash outside.
And like random meth goths. Meth tent goths. Yeah, like that's the biggest concern. It's like you have a meth tent goth feeding on your trash, looking for chemicals in your shed. It's a precursor.
Yeah, the thing about that situation is she did try to talk to me, and she's asked me about so-and-so, your girlfriend, and it occurred to me, it's like, this person can't have a coherent conversation. Like, in a more normal society, she would have been picked up and taken somewhere.
Yeah.
They would have been like, you probably shouldn't be wandering around.
Where do you live? And don't say the tent. All right. I think we've done enough here. I've got a headache. I've still got a headache from being on Les.
I have really got a pee.
You can check out Les. I was on there. We talked about, you know what we did on Les, McNabb? We did groundbreaking content. We criticized Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if anybody realized how that's a bad movie.
I kind of like certain aspects of The Phantom Menace. I like some of the art style. At least I can appreciate it. I'm not saying I love it, but
oh, the design of stuff. Design is great. A lot of those backgrounds and shit where he was criticized for using just green screens. A lot of that stuff looks fucking awesome. Case in point is, I remember like when the first time I watched it, we got to the pod race, and I remember being like, "When is this going to be over? Like, we know he's going to win. Like, how?" And you realize like, "Oh, this is all they have. Like, this is the only part of the movie that's like worth watching. That's interesting." That has suspense to it and excitement, and it looks amazing the entire way through. It was like all they had for the whole film, so that's the one they struck. They stretched it out, which is pretty funny.
I am planning. Speaking of that kind of retro art style, that Buck Rogers shit.
Yeah,
I'm planning to get together with Morical and some other people and watch Flash Gordon from like 1980.
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen that movie in probably 20 years.
Fuck, I don't even know if I ever saw it. That could be a fun idea.
I've seen it at least once.
Probably as like a kid. I don't know. It's been a long time. That's a good idea.
What is it? The Birdmen? Remember those guys? The Hawkmen, yeah. Dive! Remember that?
Oh, no, I don't. I'll have to check that out. But that was a 50s show, right?
It's based on something like that. It's got the Queen soundtrack.
The Queen soundtrack?
Yeah, fucking Queen does the whole soundtrack.
Fat Bottom Girls.
No. Flash. That whole thing.
All right, I don't remember this at all. This is totally blacking
out. What the fuck?
This is all blacked out of my memory. There must be some trauma. Like, I'm going to watch this. It's going to unlock some kind of like memory that I've been trying to forget. I'm like, kind of like song. Ex-girlfriend shit.
At the very least, you should have heard the theme song. That was everywhere.
I'd probably know it.
They use that in commercials.
I probably know it. Okay. I don't remember the movie, so I wouldn't remember it from the movie. But anyway. That's enough for now. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
Same.
Be white while peeing. Everybody have fun. We'll be back with Mike Wednesday. I don't know what's going to happen to Striking Mike tomorrow. There's no Mike, so he's still on the road. Fargo's a long way away. The place is far. It's called Fargo because it goes far. That's my joke.
Always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may hate you. Those who hate you don't do it unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.